will float her from five. No, taken by Baker. Got it. The Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off the glass. Hit it in my head. He hit the shot.
And a pleasant good evening to you. It's OVC basketball from LST Johnson Arena in Moorhead, Kentucky, as the Moorhead State Eagles engage the Screaming Eagles of Southern Indiana. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. For the first time this season, MSU is trying to break a losing streak. The Eagles have dropped two in a row, which has reduced their lead atop the OVC to just one game over Little Rock, UT Martin, and Western Illinois. As for Southern Indiana, they're fighting to stay in the conference's postseason tournament field of eight with just four regular season games left to play. Right now they're tied for the number eight spot. We're talking with Moorhead State coach Preston Spradlin in 2 minutes when we continue the pregame show on the Eagle Sports Network.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Moorhead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Moorhead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena. It's OVC action for Moorhead State as the Eagles take on Southern Indiana. This is Chuck Mraz along with MSU coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, for the first time this season, now we're talking about ending a losing streak. Dropped the last two on the road. Tired ball club, lost close games, could have gone either way, but now you got to bounce back tonight.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. It comes around in every season at some point in time, and obviously we've been down a couple guys over the last few weeks, six of the last ball games we've played without a starter, somewhere between Deontay and Lathan, and so playing on the road, getting everybody's best shot, and you know, had our chances. But at the end of the day, you know, the message was, Chuck, that we really didn't deserve to win those games. Although we were very close and we made a valiant effort, we didn't play to our standard, especially on that defensive end. And we can either look at the excuses and fatigue and schedule or whatever else we want. But at the end of the day, we've got to figure out a way to get it done. And so, you know, we addressed all that with our guys, excited to get back here on our home court and get back to playing to our identity.
The good news tonight is that Jordan Lathan and his 16 points and 7 rebounds a game will be back in the lineup.
Yeah, without question. Obviously, you know, J2 is one of the, you know, top players in this league, and he's really important to us, and so we've missed him as of late. You know, 4 games without him, found a way to win 2 of them, but you know, we missed his toughness, we missed his rebounding from a guard standpoint. Obviously, we were able to pick up the slack with his scoring, and so you'd like to see that continue from the guys who played in his absence once you throw him back in there, but certainly excited to get him back out on the court.
This is a big game. Your team in first place by 1 game over 3 other teams.
Yeah, you know, they're all big, and you know, would you like to have a little more cushion? Sure, but you don't. So you got to take it 1 game at a time, and we're still in the driver's seat. We just got to make sure that keep this thing on the road and stay in our lane and do what we're supposed to do.
Where are your guys mentally right now?
Yeah, I think they're in a great spot. You know, they're excited to get back home. They're hungry. They're obviously, you know, bad taste in their mouth from last week. And I think, you know, this is a tough, resilient group. That they're, again, they're not going to come up with any types of excuses. They face the facts that we just didn't play to the standard that we built from day one when we put this team together. And they're chomping at the bit to have an opportunity to get back out there on the court and get back to playing the way we play.
And talk about this matchup with Southern Indiana. You beat them last month at their place, but despite their record, this is a very challenging ball club.
Well, you're exactly right. They have so many close losses here in league play, and they're very well coached. They do a lot of things that are tricky, run really good offense. They got some guys that can score the basketball. They shoot it. They defend really well. Tricky defense with some switching. Stan does a phenomenal job with his team, and I make sure to tell them that. But the other thing, too, Chuck, as we come down the stretch here, 4 regular season games left, you know, they're fighting for their opportunity to make it to Evansville. So this is very much a tournament game for them. So we've got to make sure that we match that sense of urgency and intensity here tonight.
And that's Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes on the Eagle Sports Network.
We'd like to invite you to come and see us and save during Hinton Mills' 41st annual Seed Day sale going on this week at all 6 Hinton Mills locations. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, DA oil and hydraulic fluid, as well as Antler Builder Essentials mineral. Save money now through Saturday on the items you need around the farm this spring during the big sale, Hinton Mills' annual Seed Day sale. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special, reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get 2 crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh, lean, store ground beef from Chuck is specially priced at just $4.49 a pound. Honeycrisp apples, only $1.49 a pound. Jumbo sweet onions are just $1.29 a pound. And 2 large 59-ounce cartons of Our Family orange juice, they're only $7. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
And welcome back to Johnson Arena. Morehead State at home for OVC action, taking on Southern Indiana. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. Southern Indiana led by fourth-year head coach Stan Girard, 53-50 his overall record. He was the National Association of Basketball Coaches Division II Coach of the Year twice. Back in 1995, he led Southern Indiana to a D2 title. The Screaming Eagles are 7-20 this year, 4-10 in the OVC right now, tied for the eighth and final OVC tournament berth with Tennessee Tech. They're 2-12 on the road. Here's USI starting lineup, four guards and a forward. The first guard, the point guard, Jack Campion, 5'11 sophomore from Milton, Wisconsin, averaging about 7 points, 2.5 rebounds, fourth in the league in assists at 3.9. The second guard, their top scorer, Jeremiah Hernandez, a Kent State transfer, 6'4 junior from Chicago, averaging 16.6 points, 3.2 rebounds. He's fifth in the OVC in scoring. The third guard, A.J. Smith, a 6'6 sophomore from Edwardsville, Illinois, averaging 13.6 points and 9.1 rebounds a game, number four in the OVC in that category. And the fourth guard, Ryan Hall, a junior college transfer, a 6'5 sophomore from Kettering, Ohio, averaging 5 points and a rebound and a half. The lone forward, Jack Milkey, 6'7 junior from Downers Grove, Illinois, averaging just about 9 points, 4.5 rebounds. Morehead State under eighth-year head coach Preston Spradlin comes in at 20-7 overall, 11-3 atop the OVC by one game over UT Martin, Little Rock, and Western Illinois. MSU has dropped two straight, falling on Saturday at UT Martin, 88-82. Morehead has won 18 straight home games. That's second best in all of Division I. Morehead State's lineup as Jordan Latham returns back to the first five that we've come to know and love. At the point will be Drew Thelwell, a 6'3" senior from Orlando, averaging 9.6 points, 3.2 rebounds. He's tops in the OVC with 6.4 assists per ball game. He has 173 for the season. That puts him just 32 away from the single season record here at MSU. The second guard, back from a knee injury, Jordan Latham, a 6'4 graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, averaging 15.9 points, 7th best in the OVC. He's 8th in rebounding at 6.6. The third guard, Khalil Thomas, 6'5 graduate student from New Orleans, averaging a shade above 12 points and 4 rebounds a game. The forwards, Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Minix, a 6'7 graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida. He's tops in the OVC in scoring at 20.2 points a game, second in rebounding at 9.6 caroms a contest. As for Miles, the 7-foot, 240-pound graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaging 5.5 points, 5.5 rebounds. The series between MSU and Southern Indiana began last year. Morehead State has won all three meetings. That includes what happened on January 20th in Evansville, MSU knocking off USI 81-70. Your officials for this contest, Blake Harris, Anthony Eads, and Chase Shaw. Morehead State taking on Southern Indiana. I'm Chuck Moraz along with Drew Barnett, coming back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
And welcome back to Johnson Arena. Starting lineups being introduced. It's good to hear Jordan Latham's name out there for Morehead State. He's missed the last four games for MSU because of a sprained knee ligament. And when you take away 16 points, essentially, and 7 rebounds from your team, and you have to make up for it elsewhere, it could be difficult.
Yeah, and in addition to that, taking away, like, the 30 or so minutes that he plays, or 28 minutes that he plays, because in that four-game stretch, depth became an issue, and we certainly missed him. in that regard. So you get, you know, it's good to see him back tonight. Maybe not at 100%, and he might not play his normal allotment of minutes, but just anything that he could do to start to get back in the game shape should be helpful.
Oh, yeah, especially with Morehead State up by just one game over three other teams with four games left to go in the regular season.
Right. And that is the reason that is important is because of the ladder format for the conference tournament. We've seen how Morehead State's depth could be an issue. If they're in a position where they need to win three or four games, that is a lot more than having to win two.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Southern Indiana is dealing with a bit of an injury, too. They have a starter missing tonight. Indiana State transfer Nick Hiddle, a 6'10", 245-pound junior from Indianapolis, who averages 4.5 points and 3 rebounds, but he is a big body, is not going to play tonight. He had to have surgery for a broken toe, had to have a screw inserted, so that takes a big body out of their lineup.
Right, and, I mean, they're certainly going to miss him. They've depended on him this year.
Yeah.
So, more bad news for Southern Indiana.
Well, people should not underestimate, Drew, this Southern Indiana team.
No.
This is a very well-coached ball club,
very
well-schooled in what they do. And with a scorer like Jeremiah Hernandez in their lineup, they can be dangerous.
They really can be, and I think that there is a tendency to overlook them because they're transitioning and they struggle so much. But they really are well-coached, and I think the long-term health of this program, especially once they get through the transition, they will be at the top of the standings a lot more than they're at the bottom. So you kind of want to get your licks in now because I really think they're going to be tough in the OVC.
Southern Indiana dressed in the Cardinal red jerseys and pants. Black numbers, black letters, a bit of white trim, and some black trim. Morehead State, the traditional home white uniform. Royal blue numbers, royal blue letters, and some royal and gold trim. Morehead State will travel left to right on your radio dial as we start things out from Johnson Arena. Having Jordan Layton back in the lineup is also a mental boost for
this
Morehead
State
team.
Yes, it is. Yeah, I really think that it is. And I mean, that's as much as anything because they do depend on him a lot. And it's just great to see him out there again.
He does have a brace on that knee that had been injured, but he is out there.
Yeah.
We'll see what Morehead State gets from him tonight as he tries to knock off some of the rust and get back into action.
Right.
Deontay Miles up against A.J. Smith in the center circle for the two teams. Smith giving away about 7 inches in height as he stands in. And here we go. Ball in the air, won by Morehead State on the tap by Miles. Back to Thelwell.
I don't think Smith even jumped.
Down the right wing to Lathan. Jordan swings back out to his left up top, right wing. Thelwell, near corner. There's Thomas for three. Yes, sir.
And it's great to be back home.
Yeah, it is. Always good to be back at home. 3-0 Morehead State. Campion across the line on Thelwell and the Morehead man-to-man. Hernandez comes out on the weave. Leaves it out front for Hall. The Campion coming left to right. He'll take it right up the lane to the block. Cut off there by Thelwell. Jump feed near side. Catch and shoot three for Milkey, and he cans it. We're tied at three up.
Yeah, not a good outside shooting team in general, but he nailed that one.
Well, Milkey, second best in the OVC in three-point shooting at 43%.
He's good.
High left, Thelwell, wide right to Lathan. Back to Thelwell at the far wing. He'll turn right, a bounce, near side, Lathan. He'll drive in, cut off by Campion, hands it at the sideline. Thomas across to Thelwell, and the ball knocked away out of bounds by Hernandez at midcourt. Morehead State will get it with 7 on the shot clock. He played just about 1 minute.
And Morehead State, again, they need to be conscious of the shot clock. They're inbounding about 70 feet from the basket here.
Backcourt, Thomas far side into Thelwell. 5 to shoot. Drew high left. He'll jump into a 3-ball. Spins out, no. Left block rebound, Smith for Southern Indiana. He'll do it himself. He'll drive on Miles to the block to the baseline. Got to the goal, lays it up and in. He had 25 the other night at Little Rock.
Yeah.
5-3, Southern Indiana. Right hash Lathan. He'll wave Thelwell down the left wing and come out to his left to the logo. Far side to Thelwell. Looks like they're in a 2-3 zone.
Yeah, they are.
To the right to Thomas. Up top, Lathan. Far side, Thelwell. Catch and shoot three again. In and out, no. Offensive rebound. Minutes put back. Yes, and more hit tight.
Morehead State hasn't seen a lot of zone this year, and they've struggled when they faced it, but not any issues there. finding the gaps in the zone.
5-5 to score. Campion across the line and left. Southern Indiana at the left wing. Hands it to Hernandez coming out. Up top, Hall toward the left hash, Campion. He'll turn right, come high right, jump feed near side, Milkey off the screen, driving on Felwell on the baseline, double team, kick out near side, Smith for three, bangs it off the rim, no. Inside the paint, the rebound, Thomas for MSU, he'll do it himself up the left sideline to Felwell, up top in the offensive end. Left hash, Thomas, back to Felwell, head of the key to the right, and Latham. Jordan, back out to Felwell, around the left to Thomas. We're tied at five, now a pass. Kicked by Hernandez out of bounds at the USI bench. 20 on the shot clock, Morehead State. Offensive end left hash inbound.
Yeah.
Thomas plays it in to Felwell, to Lathan around the right, back out to Felwell. Bounce left hash, Thomas coming over for Felwell. Felwell, alley-oop inside, slam down baseline, left
wow.
5 minutes. Four for Riley, and it's 7-5 Morehead State. That gets the crowd excited.
Yeah.
Campion the other way, across the line to the right hash, turns left, comes between the circles on Minix. Wants to go on him, got to the free throw line, inside the lane, and he traveled with it as he got tangled up with Riley. Miles, I believe, was coming over also on some help side defense.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't tried to get Milkey more involved in the offense. The one, I think he's had one touch and he drained a three.
The 7-5, Morehead State. Thomas will inbound to go 94, left to right, on the hop to Felwell. Met at the line by Campion. He'll run the right arc and leave it there for Latham. He'll turn left, come out, go to Felwell, angle drive to the lane. Kick out straight away. Minix for three, spins off the rim, no. Rebound tapped out, right at the lane, Thomas to Latham. He'll shoot the three, bang it off the back of the iron. Rebound this time, Smith for Southern Indiana. Right sideline, Campion. Campion on the move, coming left to the top of the arc, turns to his right, Minix faces off with him, left side, Smith toward the corner and Hall. Checks for a pass, then turns and fires up a three off the iron a few times and no good, and Minix a rebound for Morehead State.
Thought that was going to roll in.
Yeah, I did too. Soft touch on that shot. Felwell coming with Morehead State up 7-5. Left side, Thomas, the long three, yeah! And he's got two triples, 6 points now, and Morehead State's up 10-5.
That if there were a four-pointer, that would have been a four. He was way out.
That was about 28 feet out. Hernandez on the drive on Minix, got to the baseline, turns to his right, shovels up a wild shot off the rim, no good. He'll be at the line for two after being fouled by Riley Minix. That's the first foul of the game. Hernandez shoots a lot of free throws. He shot 16 against Morehead State in the first matchup, made 13 of them in scoring 30 points. He has shot 37% of USI's free throws this season.
Yeah.
His first one is up, and he drains it.
And they've relied on him. That was a big part of what kept them in that game for as long as they were.
Southern Indiana change as they send in Tyron Powell, a 6'8 sophomore from Evansville. And they take out Hall as they add some size. Powell averaging 5 points, four rebounds.
And Zach Iaemi in for Morehead State.
Second free throw. Hernandez hits that one as well. He's got his first two, and it's 10-7. Morehead State by three. Full court pressure by the Screaming Eagles of USI. Latham backcourt leaves it for Felwell. Campion checks him from three-quarter court. Left of the logo, Felwell on the dribble. Bounce high left, Latham around for the ball. Kick out straight away, Minix. Riley head fake, a little shake and bake move, and they call him for a travel.
Yeah, he just moved his feet before he started dribbling.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah. Really spreading the floor here, Southern Indiana.
Campion through the logo to the right hash. Leaves it there for Hernandez. Now he's got it from Smith. Hernandez driving baseline right. Kicks it inside. Stolen by Thomas, though. Khalil looks over the floor as he comes across the line to the right side. Minix. Minix on the drive. Kick out to Thomas straight away. Far side, Felwell. 20 on the shot clock as Drew dances back to the emblem to reset the offense. 17 on the timer. On Hernandez, he comes in the 2-3 zone. Drew Felwell. Near side, coming out, Latham at the wing. 10 to shoot, right block extended, Minix. Minix trying to back in, they double him. 4 seconds to go, and now we've got, I think, an illegal screen set by Morehead State.
It was a foul away from the ball. Iaemi sort of plowed over somebody, so.
Second Morehead State foul. Minix and Iaemi each with one. Takes us to a media timeout, 15:26 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Morehead State leads Southern Indiana, 10-7. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Johnson Arena in this OBC battle. Moorhead State leads Southern Indiana 10-7. I'm Chuck Moraz with Drew Barnett. We have a little problem right now with some of our computer staff. We can tell you that Moorhead State right now being led by Khalil Thomas and Riley Minix. Khalil with a couple of triples and 6 points. Minix with 2 two-point baskets for the other four markers Moorhead has. Jack Milkey's triple makes him the top scorer for USI. Still working on it, aren't we?
Yeah, still work. But anyway, you know, so far you kind of like what you see out of Moorhead State, at least offensively. Southern Indiana, not the best offensive team in the world, but they do have a few individual weapons, and they've been taking advantage of that. And
Southern Indiana has it to go 94 feet right to left, inbounding. Will be Milkey, the Campion, who comes across the line inside the right half to Smith, the bounce it back out to Milkey. Around the left, Campion taking it baseline left, feeds it out straight away to Smith on the drive on Ricks, who just came in, put it up over Eddie with one hand and in. And he's got four, and it's a one-point game. Moorhead State with the lead in the ball.
Yeah, Moorhead State, or I'm sorry, Southern Indiana back in that 2-3 zone.
Lathan has it straight away toward the near corner, and Thomas a bounce. Right block, Ricks feeds it inside through the hands of Hernandez. Taken away, though, by Iyemi to the right side. Ricks to Thomas, right corner, Eddie Ricks for three. Skims the iron from the far side. Left block rebound taken off by A.J. Smith from Southern Indiana. Campion drives the left side. Back out, Milkey straight away for a three and knocks it down.
And that's
got six.
Yeah. And again, two for two. I mean, he's got half their points, both from beyond the arc.
Lathan at the right side. Pulls it back out to Thelwell. Left hash Thomas to Thelwell. Around the right to Lathan. 17 on the timer. One bounce left. High left. Thelwell penetrates. Left corner Thomas for a triple. Got it.
Yeah. Thomas really feeling it. That's his second three. That one a little
third.
Closer. Oh, third. Excuse me. A little closer in.
13-12, Moorhead State. Smith pulls it out to Milkey. Wide left coming out for Campion, driving the left wing. Stop and pop for the baseline. 15-footer, no. Rebound tap off the hands of Kyron Powell. Thomas had it, then it was Iyemi, and now it's Thelwell. E-Iyemi, that is. Old habits die hard.
Yeah.
Thelwell off the double screen out front, far side, Ricks. Eddie fakes, he'll drive to the corner. Pull it back out along the side. Keeps his dribble. Drives the angle. Runner from inside the lane. Left that short off the rim. In the paint, the rebound. Cleared off by Milkey for Southern Indiana. The Campion. Campion down the near side. Turns right. Comes toward the top of the arc. Near side, Milkey toward the near corner. Smith. Smith in the left corner. Turns right. Drives the lane to the right block to the goal. Got tied up by three Eagles. Tries to turn around Iyemi. Gets tied up again.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have a 3-second violation against USI.
And after it takes a, you have to be in there for about 6 or 7 seconds before they call it, but definitely a 3-second violation. Morehead State with the lead and the ball, 13-12.
Miles and Minix back in for Morehead State also for the first time tonight. We'll see freshman Jerome Morton, the 6'4", 200-pounder from Winchester, Kentucky, and GRC High School, averaging 2.5 points a game. Full court pressure by Southern Indiana. As inbounding will be Morton. Morton gets it into Fellwell right at the baseline with a man right on his back. Sam Mervis, who just came in, a 5'11 junior for USI. He's from Indianapolis. Morton at the left wing, holding outside the arc. At the elbow, Miles, far side, the kick off to Morton. He'll turn left of the logo. Now a pass out to Ricks, knocked away, stolen by Hernandez. Here he comes for the tomahawk one-hand dunk.
So
lazy pass.
Yeah, it was a lazy pass, and it led to a transition basket. Southern Indiana continuing to get production despite being one of the more poorer offensive teams in the conference.
14-13, Morehead down by one, plays offense. Minix wide left. Turns right off the screen by Miles, near side, Thelwell. He'll bring it back out on the dribble. Jump feed, right side, Minix. Minix, he'll shoot the three on the catch. Bangs it off the rim, no. Floor rebound near corner, goes out of bounds. Mervis thought about picking it off and then said, nope, I won't take a chance. I'll just let it go out of bounds.
Yeah.
Lathan back in for Morehead State. Thelwell a break.
And so Southern Indiana with the lead and the ball.
See, the stats are not working on your iPhone either.
Right, so it's a problem with the stats, not the internet.
14-13. USI in the offensive end. Mervis bounces it to Hernandez coming out. Almost knocked away by Morton. He'll turn left off the screen from Powell. Morton trying to fight through the screen of Powell will pick up a foul, his first, the third on MSU.
And a solid screen. I'm surprised that went against Morehead State, but
Mervis inbounding.
Fought a little too hard to get through it.
Left sideline, 20 on the timer. High left to Hernandez, left to right, Mervis for it, running toward the right on Jerome Morton. Back out, it goes to Milkey, getting into the left block on Minix. Looks for the shot, not there. Spins it back out between the circles to Mervis. Mervis backs up, 8 to shoot. He'll drive right, Morton hangs with him. High left, Milkey, the 3 ball with 3 on the shot clock, in and out, rebound in the paint, Lathan, Morehead State. Jordan at the offensive end, right at the logo. High left, Minix, took a shove from Milkey, fights to the block, spins all the way around, puts up a shot, fell down, it didn't go. It's a foul on USI. Let's see if it came, though, before the shot or during the shot.
I believe they're going to give him 2. I think they should. It looked to me like it was during the shot.
Let's see. It's a timeout on the floor. We'll talk about it when we come back. 11:45 to go in the first half here at Johnson Arena. Morehead State trailing USI 14-13. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
We've just been informed our computer stats are down here in Johnson Arena. That's why we've not been able to give you some more numbers besides the score and maybe some of the individual scoring. Morehead State trailing Southern Indiana 14-13, 11:45 to play in the first half of this game.
Yeah, I would have figured that out eventually when we weren't getting any updates that there might be something wrong, but then they did confirm it. But anyway, the big stat, Chuck, is USI 14, Morehead State 13, and Riley Minix going to the line here with a chance to tie or put Morehead back on top.
USI
looking pretty good offensively after struggling in, on the offensive end for most of the season.
Third best free throw shooter in all of the conference is Riley Minix at nearly 86%. He's got two field goals, 4 points, two tries here, line right. First one on the way, it's in. And we're tied. Five now for Riley. Khalil Thomas leads MSU with 3 triples and 9 points. He averages 2.96 triples a game, and that's first in the OVC. Minix with the next one, and he gives Morehead State the lead as he drops it down good. 15-14, Morehead State dropping back on defense. Mervis across the line, left of the logo, back behind him, Smith. Left to right, curling upside the arc is Hernandez. Outside the right elbow, Powell, 19 to shoot, down low. And it goes back out to Powell, high right from a 19-foot range. He tries a jumper, bottom of the iron, no rebound, kicks right to Minix. And now Lathan the other way for MSU. Lathan taking it left to the lane, looking for help. Whips it out to the far side. Ricks, who brings it back out of the dribble. Back behind him at the hash to Lathan. Lathan turning out front off the Minix screen. Bounce head of the key to Miles. Miles looks. Baseline left, Minix into Powell. Feeds a pass out to Lathan. 6 on the timer. Far side Minix. 4 to shoot. Baseline. Runner from 10. Switch.
And a really nice job there by Minix to get open. And just drain the short jumper.
17-14. Morehead State by 3. Mervis skips it to Powell. High left. Wants Hernandez. He'll come behind him. Left to right to take the handoff. Drive free throw line. Then back up on Morton. High right to Smith. Far side to Mervis. Mervis dancing to his left. Out to Powell. Head of the key. To Mervis on the drive, got around two Eagles, puts it up and blocked away on the scoop.
In a nice
by Deontay Miles.
Yeah, a nice play by Deontay. I was just about to say that they had drawn Deontay out, which opened the lane for a layup. But Deontay was able to get back there and make the defensive play. Now just 6 seconds on the shot clock. A really nice play there by Deontay Miles.
Fellwell and Thomas back in for Morehead State. Iaimi also in. Baseline left, 6 to shoot. Mervis toward the left elbow. Smith plays it down on Thomas. Backs up, fades from the free throw line, shoots and hits. Pretty good defense.
Yeah, it was.
Just a good shot.
Sometimes they just go in.
USI within one. Morehead State plays offense ahead 17-16. 10-15 to go in the half. Delwell inside the line. Popping out front for it, Minix. Riley, one bounce to his right, skips it back wide left to Thelwell. Thelwell. Now with a whistle away from the play, and I think this is a foul on USI.
Yeah, it appears to be. Riley Minix drew it down in the post.
A.J. Smith with the foul. And that foul is...
just the first team foul, I think.
Well, they had to have one earlier because they had the foul that sent Minix to the line.
Right, so this is at least the second. None of the stats are...
No. Inbound, Iaimi at the right elbow, left elbow, Thomas high right, Lathan off the screen for 3, bag it!
Yeah. And you like to see that.
Jordan Lathan, 39% from outside the arc, his first triple in 5 ball games, coming back from an injury. 20-16, Morehead State. Mervis, left angle drive to the lane, kick near side. Gahal, he'll spin out front, bounce high right. To Nolan Causewell, who's come in. Hand off to Smith for a triple at the right wing. Off the iron, off the top of the glass. Wouldn't go, and a rebound. Thelwell, Morehead State. Drew across the timeline. Brings it to the right side, and Lathan fakes the long gun and goes back out to Thelwell instead. Drew plays it down. Takes it down the left side. Back out to Minix wide left. Fakes. He'll cut the angle. Gets to the block for the goal. Scoop off the glass and roll and go.
Yeah, and that'll get Southern Indiana a timeout. A really good sequence here for Morehead State. As they up the lead to 6, and USI wants to talk about it.
And now Riley Minix with 10 points to lead Morehead State. Thomas with 9, Lathan with 3. Those are the only 3 Eagles to score. Those numbers sponsored by your friends at Whitaker Bank.
Right.
And
brought to you by the pen and paper of Chuck Moraz.
Yeah. That's why I keep my own stats. People say, we got the computer stats. I said, well, what happens if they go down?
Yeah.
So. I better tell Matt Shavert that they've got 2 fouls.
Right, yeah. Okay, they did correct it on the scoreboard. It
okay.
Is the second one.
I think it's Hall with the other foul for Southern Indiana.
So I'm in my 40s. You're older. Some of the younger people don't know how to use pen and paper when scoring a game. Used to be this is how you did it.
Restrained technology frightens me.
Right, yeah.
USI will have it, go 94 feet right to left on the inbound with Morehead State dropping inside the half-court line to defend. Mervis brings it up, 22-16, MSU. Mervis left of the logo, bounce inside the left hash to Smith. Turns right on Minix, come top of the key into Thomas. Far side to Mervis coming back out. He'll swing off the screen from Coswell. Stop left of the lane, fire it to the far side to Smith. Angle drive, got to the goal. Shot blocked by Iaimi, slapped by Thelwell, high right, but taken off by Milkey. Back behind him to Mervis, driving the baseline. Kicks it back to Coswell. Ball tipped and stolen by Morehead State. Thelwell with it.
Great defense by Morehead State out of the timeout.
Thelwell coming the other way to the right elbow. High left Minix. Far sideline Lathan. Tries to angle in. Can't do it. Back down the sideline to Minix. He'll try to back to the lane. Now they double him. Riley can't find an opening. Straight away Thelwell. Catch and shoot three off the iron. Fight for the rebound. A whistle and a foul. I think Iaimi with a push. And he has his second personal. Morehead State's fourth.
Yeah. Pushing off to get the rebound. A real good shot there in ball movement by Thelwell. You wish that would have gone down.
Yeah.
A good offensive possession that just didn't result in a basket.
Hernandez is back in, their top scorer for USI. A champion also in. And he'll take the ball after the inbound. Baseline right to come the distance. He'll be met by Thelwell at the midcourt stripe as he comes left hash down the left sideline. Smith back for us. Smith turns right, comes top of the key into Lathan. Left to right out for Campion. Campion driving left to the lane. Can't find anything there. Fires it back out to the line to Milkey. Campion back to the left hash to take a pass. Campion dancing on Thelwell, nine to shoot. Down the wing. Back out straight away. Milkey, two hands set, shot three. No. Right of the lane, the rebound. Lathan had it. Just couldn't quite. Yeah, just couldn't bring it in. Just off his fingertips and out of bounds at the Eagle bench. And this will be USI basketball with a reset shot clock at 20.
Yeah, because it hit the rim, so they get a fresh shot clock. It didn't change possession, so they don't get the full 30. But
A.J. Smith for USI on the inbound. Finds Campion, right hash. Hand check there by Thelwell. Turns right off the screen by Coswell. Driving left of the key to the elbow. Down low to Coswell. Tied up by Thelwell. Possession light will go to USI. That takes us to a media timeout. 7:56 to go in the first half here at Johnson Arena. Your score, it's Morehead State 22, Southern Indiana 16. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children. Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Furniture World Superstore stretches your tax refund. With so much in stock, in style, and on sale, you can get the furniture you want now. From sofas, sectionals, and motion furniture, to dining sets, bedroom furniture, and the most comfortable mattresses, Furniture World has it all. Refresh, renew, get more with your tax refund. Now at Furniture World Superstore, 356 Pinecrest Drive in Morehead, and on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Closed Sunday. See store for details.
7:56 to go in the first half here at Johnson Arena. We've been handed hard copy stats, 22-16, Morehead State leads Southern Indiana. The Eagles are 8 of 16 from the field, 4 of 11 outside the arc, 2 of 2 at the line. USI 6 of 15 from the floor, 2 of 7, 3-point range, 2 of 2 at the line, rebounding, 9-8 USI. Turnovers, 4-3 Southern Indiana. And checking the foul situation, A.J. Smith and Milkey with the foul for USI. Didn't know. Missed the second Southern Indiana foul.
Yeah.
USI with the ball, baseline right. Campion with 14 on the shot timer, inbounding. Campion looking inside. Looking. Bounce right corner. Goes to Hernandez, tried to snake his way to the goal, and he stepped out of bounds with it and turned it over. And that's the fifth Southern Indiana turnover. Good job at the baseline defense.
Yeah, and that was a good defensive sequence. They got a stop. They couldn't corral the rebound, and they got a stop again. I believe that's four or five possessions in a row that USI has not gotten a field goal after starting off pretty hot.
Morehead with a six-point lead against the 2-3 zone. Thomas around the left to Thelwell. He'll dance out front, high right. Thomas down the near wing. Lathan double team, clears it out to Thomas to Thelwell. Left angle drive, got to the goal, and he's fouled as he goes up by Causewell. Shot didn't go. He'll get two free throws.
Yeah. Drew can certainly slash and get to the goal. He didn't get the field goal that time, but he did get to the line.
Third foul on USI, first on Causewell, the Tennessee Tech transfer at 6'11", a senior from Duluth, Georgia. And line right, Morehead State's own senior, Drew Thelwell. Two shots, first one good. His first point. Eddie Ricks will come in for Jordan Lathan. Eddie had 21 points in the loss on Saturday at UT Martin, his career high thus far.
Yeah, he
at
played
Morehead State.
A great game on Saturday. And there is some sort of dispute or confusion here. I don't know that the referee has gone to the table.
I think it was just determining who the foul was on.
Yeah, I believe that's what
it was. Causewell, as we had said.
Mm-hmm.
He's the one that swatted the ball away and knocked down Drew Thelwell. Next free throw on the way, missed. Left of the lane, the rebound, slapped out Miles to midcourt. Far sideline, the Campion of USI. He'll drive the angle, tries to get to the goal, near corner, Hernandez. Hernandez, fronted by Thomas, swings to his right, drives to the lane, gets to the right block, shot blocked by Miles, taken off by Ricks to Minix. What a block by DeAndre.
Yeah.
Thelwell at the right wing offensive end, straight away Thomas from long range for three, side of the iron, Left block rebound, A.J. Smith for USI. Bounces it across to Campion toward the middle of the floor, who'll come across the center stripe. High right to Milky. Milky skips it off left wing. Hernandez steps into a three ball and drains it. He's not a very good three-point shooter, but he gets that one. He's got 7 points.
But he hit that one.
Yeah, he's 29% from three-point land. That cuts the deficit in half for USI. It's 23-19 Morehead State. Actually, 4 points for Morehead State in the lead. Ricks at the left wing. Can't find anyone to pass it to. Instead, shoots a three. Free-throw line rebound. Tap Minix to Thelwell. To Thomas. To Ricks at the left corner. Back out to Thomas, high right, Thelwell. Tries to angle in against the 2-3 zone. He'll cut left, got to the paint, kick out far side. Thomas at the baseline, Eddie Ricks, and he traveled with it as he started to drive toward the goal.
And we seem to have a propensity for doing that, moving our feet before dribbling the ball. Not just Eddie, but we've seen that a couple times tonight.
23-19, Morehead State. USI with the basketball as they return Ryan Hall to their lineup and take out A.J. Smith.
While we have
a moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagles Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
And a quick stoppage in play for the officials to go over to the scores desk and confer about something, but we don't have any idea what it was.
I can't imagine what it would have been. It was, they're inbounding
right in front of the Southern Indiana.
Yeah, I have no idea, but everybody seems to, whatever it was, everyone seems to be in agreement now.
Milky will inbound. Morehead State will play defense inside the half-court stripe as Thelwell waits for Campion to come down. He clears the line with a left-hand dribble, switch to the right. Come up top, wide right, Milky comes out for it on Minix. Skips it inside the lane, Hernandez in on Miles. Back straight away behind him, the Campion driving left block, no shot there. Back out it goes, Hernandez in on Miles, fires the 18-footer and nails it. Well, I'd rather see him shooting the jumpers than taking the ball to the basket. He's much better at that.
Yeah.
But he does have 9 points, and Morehead State's lead at 2, 23-21. Thomas has it. Right arc, Thelwell back out to Thomas. Left side, Ricks. On the left angle drive to the hole. Put up a shot. Bottom of the iron, no. Rebound, Southern Indiana. With it was Coswell. Got it to Campion. He'll take it to the right side in the front court. He'll turn left along the arc. Drive to the left block. Thomas cuts him off there. Along the near side, Milkey. High left to Hall and out to the far hash. And Hernandez. Hernandez backs up, starts in. Miles is guarding him. Now he'll fire another three. Skims the iron, no. Fight for the rebound. Coswell took it away, and USI resets. But now he threw the pass into the USI backcourt. Thomas tries to track it down, and it's going to be over and back against USI as the ball went all the way down the baseline. Campion and also Milkey were chasing it along with a Morehead State player, and a USI player touched it first, and now Lathan in for Thelwell.
And I don't know what Thomas was doing. It was going to be Morehead's ball, but it is under the baseline now instead of a side out.
20 to shoot, Morehead State, 5:20 to go in the half. Lathan at the left elbow, clears it far side to Thomas. Left block extended, Minix. Minix turns to his left, back to his right, got tangled up, double team, kick out far side. Lathan for three, swish! Jordan Lathan.
And that's a big bucket. Keep the momentum going Morehead State's way.
He's got six, and Morehead leads 26-21. Campion left angle drive. Jump feet up top. Milkey, right hash, Hernandez. Morehead man-to-man. Hernandez comes to his left, trying to drive on Minix. Got to the lane. Turns to his right. Shovels up a shot. Blocked by Miles. Taken down by Minix. Across near side midcourt, Lathan. Lathan, he'll jump into a three. Bangs it off the rim, no.
That was a good shot.
Right baseline rebound, Coswell and USI. 26-21 MSU, Southern Indiana with the basketball. 4:30 left to go until halftime. Right hash, Hernandez from Campion. Popping out, left to right out front is Hall. Down the left arc, Campion turns to the baseline, driving in. Kick out to Hall, on the run for a triple. In and out, no. Rebound knocked to the hardwood by Morton, who just came in. And Thomas has it, and he skips it ahead to Jordan Lathan. Lathan slowly across the timeline. To Thomas at the left hash and out to Jordan Lathan between the circles. Left wing Thomas. Rolls it back out to Minix to Thomas. Off the screen, he'll fire a three from the wing. No. Floor rebound left corner, Campion.
He hit the one from deep earlier in the game, and now he's kind of settled for some others like that.
Yeah,
like,
I think he can get in a little bit closer.
Right.
Campion just inside the line. Down central on Morton. Shoves off at the right wing as he drives down. Got it to Milkey, who handed it to Hernandez, who's fouled by Thomas as he tries to take off on a drive. As he looks for penetration there, Khalil Thomas with his first foul, Morehead State with number five, and that takes us to the media timeout. 3:38 to go in the first half at Johnson Arena. Your score, Morehead State 26, Southern Indiana 21. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Morehead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmorehead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Well, Morehead State up by five as we point toward the end of the first half, 3:38 to go in the stanza. 26-21 MSU. Shooting numbers, Morehead State, just about 41% for the field. USI is 38.1. Morehead's tried 16 threes already and made 5. 3 of 10 is Southern Indiana. Morehead, 3 of 4 at the line. Southern Indiana, 2 of 2 rebounding, 15-12. USI, turnovers, 6 for the visitors. Morehead State with 4. And
yeah,
those are your numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank.
Morehead State with 22 total field goal attempts, Chuck, 16 from beyond the arc. That's a lot. You would almost like to see them go inside.
Yeah, left hash inbound. Hall, the champion, he'll turn right, go to the far side, Milky off the screen, two-handed set shot, 3, hits it, and he's fouled by Ricks, a possible four-point play there.
Yeah,
and Milky with his third triple of the ball game.
Yeah.
And he'll be at the line. Eddie Ricks with his first foul. Morehead State now with 6 as a team. Conversely for USI, they have 4.
Milky, a good three-point shooter, as we mentioned.
He never goes to the free throw line.
Yeah.
He's only shot 9 free throws this season. Granted, he's made 8, but that's a freshman mistake right there to foul outside the arc.
Yeah, it really is. And it gives them a chance to cut it to 1 and finish off a 4-point play from, while he doesn't shoot many, he shoots them well when he does shoot them.
Kind of slings the ball with 2 hands over his head when he shoots.
Yeah.
Does it again there on the free throw, and it's good. He's got 10 points, which is about 1 point above his average.
Kind of an odd form, but the ball really got a good spin and went in. So
26-25, Morehead's lead, sliced to 1. Fell well at the left wing. Holding, turns right off the screen by Minix. He'll drive to the paint. Got inside the lane. Kick out behind him, Lathan. Jordan, far side, Fellwell. Again, he'll drive the angle. Got to the hole, puts up a shot, blocked away. I think that may have been Powell who got a piece of it. Campion the other way. Pitch behind him, Milky into a 3-ball from the side. Minix taps the rebound long. Take it by Milky at the top of the arc. Hands behind him, Campion. They'll reset. Morehead State's got to do a better job on the boards. Campion down the left arc. On Ricks, turns right, comes back out front. Open, he'll fire a left-handed 3, scoops out. No, this time Minix took the board.
Good rebound by Rowley.
And MSU has it. Yeah, needed board there.
This is a big possession for Morehead State.
Right side, Lathan at the elbow. Near side, Minix. Riley spinning in a double team. Right corner, catch and shoot 3 for Lathan. Got it!
Get in.
Lathan with 3 triples, 9 points.
Yeah.
Morehead State 8. Up by 4 at 29-25. 2:23 to go until halftime. Campion inside the left hash. Bounce out front to his right to Hernandez. Taking it right at the lane on Minix. Got down low. Fakes once, twice, 3 times. Puts up the layup. No. Rebound tap. Thomas toward the left baseline. Took it away. He'll do it himself across the timeline to the near side. Lathan. Right corner. Wide open. Fell well for 3. Side of the rim off the glass. No. Hernandez clears off the board for USI.
Morehead State continuing to fire up threes.
Hernandez turns left between the circles. High left, Campion. Morehead man-to-man. He'll turn right into Thomas. Near side, Milky. Catch and shoot 3 for him, and he drains that one. And that's his 4th triple.
Yeah, and he's got 13 Bradlin points. Wants to talk about it. I don't blame him.
29-28, Morehead State uses its first timeout of the ball game with 1:45 to go until the half. They have 1 really dangerous 3-point shooter, and he's getting way too open on the wings.
Right, and you know, they're screening him open. We're not really switching off the screens. That's probably what I'm guessing that if you see here, Preston Spradlin very patiently explaining that he would like for them to switch on the screens.
Milky, in the first meeting with Morehead State, only 6 points on 2 of 4 outside the arc.
Preston is very angry.
Yeah.
You know, he's making light of it. He really is angry.
Did not like the defensive effort.
No.
That trip down for USI.
And really letting the guys have it there.
Morehead State does have the ball with 1:45 to go on the 1-point lead is Lathan will inbound. Looking for Thelwell. Finds him, and now Campion will check him, and now back off as Drew clears the timeline. Comes down central. Right wing, Lathan. Fakes the long shot. Doesn't take it. To the near corner, and Thelwell skips it toward the free throw line. Miles. High left, Lathan. 14 on the timer. Wide right, Thelwell on Campion. Trying to get in. Back to the near side, Minix. Right angle drive. Got to the lane. Turns five-footer. Yes!
And a nice job by Riley there.
Been a while since he's scored.
Yeah, and he's really dependable. And you would think that this would be a game to where he could really show out.
He's got 12 points now. Campion left of the lane on the drive. Toward the elbow. Powell left to right coming behind him. Campion. Alley-oops it to Powell, who tries to slam it down. Knocked down. Missed the shot as he was going for the dunk. Miles. With a lot of contact there, and Deontay picks up his first foul, the seventh on Morehead State. So into the bonus goes USI with 1:03 to go in the half. Wanted to make sure he prevented the possible alley-oop dunk by Kyron Powell. Powell at the line only 44%, so this is a good trade here.
Right.
A dunk or two free throws. Powell with the first one up. Off the iron, off the glass, and in. Well, he made the first one.
Yeah, he did.
But you'd rather see him shoot those.
Yeah,
and have a dunk try.
And it was a hard foul. As
some of the USI players didn't like it.
Yeah.
31-29 Morehead. Powell the next one up and in. Well,
he hits them both.
Yeah.
And the lead back down to one.
31-30 Morehead State with a minute to play in the half as Thelwell surveys the defense coming across the timeline. Left of the emblem. At the far sideline. Now he'll dribble it back out. High left, Lathan, catch and shoot, three on the line drive, in and out, no.
We're Powell shooting too many threes.
Yeah,
way too many.
Shot about 20 already here in the first half. Yeah. We don't have the official stats because the computers are down. Campion pulls up the dribble, high right coming out for it, Milky toward the hash. He'll turn left on Minix. Bounce to the cutting Hernandez to the right of the lane on Miles. And he'll back out to the right hash. With a left-hand dribble, the Campion, eight to shoot, driving on Thelwell, takes it to the goal, puts it up, missed everything. Thomas, the rebound, pulled down by Powell, a foul on Powell.
Yeah.
And for Kyron Powell, that should be his first. And we have USI for now five team fouls.
Yeah.
And 22.1 seconds to go in the half.
Yeah, and
Morehead State has the ball.
He kind of hit Thomas in the face as he felt it was completely inadvertent.
And he apologized.
And he did apologize, so... The bench was fired up for a second, but it was not intentional.
No. Thelwell brings it up after the inbound from Thomas across the timeline. Left-hand dribble gets him to the logo on Campion and backs off about 7 feet. High right, Thelwell on the move. Standing dribble there. Yo-yos it down and goes to the right wing. Lathan, catch and shoot, three. Side of the rim, no. Right block rebound fought for. Coswell has it. Got it to Milky from three-quarter court. Fires it up. Air ball. Wouldn't have counted anyway. Too late. And Morehead State will go to the locker room with the slimmest of leads. Your score at the break at LSD Johnson Arena. Morehead State 31, Southern Indiana 30. I'm Chuck Moraz with Drew Barnett. Your halftime report coming up in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Hinton Mills team started our annual Seed Days event over 40 years ago to help farmers get ready for spring. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, oil and hydraulic fluid, and other farm essentials. Our goal is simple, to get the products our customers need into their hands at the best price available. But Seed Days is also about visiting with others from the farm community to share ideas and stories. Come for the sale, stay for the memories. Hinton Mills Seed Days, going on February the 19th through the 24th.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here. All in one unique place at Morehead State University. All to help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Morehead State with just a one-point lead at the half over Southern Indiana, 31-30. Eagles, big number, Drew, and we'll go ahead before you all the stats and mention this, have taken 28 shots from the field, 20 of those from beyond the three-point arc. I don't like that much, to be honest with you.
I don't either, especially when they're not hitting, you know, more than a third of them. And I think that that's, you figure when you have Riley Minix and you have Deontay Miles and you have the ability to slash, I'm not saying don't take any threes when they're open, but there's a lot of weapons where that Morehead has in areas where they would appear to have the advantage that they just haven't gone to.
And they're settling. And, you know, I like the idea of slashing to the basket. You've got guys who can do that. Riley Minix, Drew Thelwell. We've seen Khalil Thomas, who's Morehead State's main three-point threat, take the ball to the goal at times. And then you also wind up maybe putting them into some foul trouble.
Right. And so you kind of want to see us take, you know, explore more options, especially when you're only shooting about 30-ish percent.
Yeah, this will be in the arc here.
Yeah, 6 of 20.
Yeah, that's 30%.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and look at all the numbers right now as we present those numbers. Sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for Southern Indiana, their top scorer is Jack Milkey. He's had a good first half, 4 of 7 outside the arc and a free throw for 13 points. 9 points coming from their top scorer, Jeremiah Hernandez. 6 for A.J. Smith, 2 for Kyron Powell. They were the only USI players to score. The Screaming Eagles, 10 of 27 from the field, only 37%. 5 of 14 from three-point land, 5 of 5 at the line. Out-rebounding Morehead State, 20 to 15. USI with 5 assists, 6 turnovers, 1 steal. Morehead State on the flip side getting 12 points from Riley Minix. After that, you drop down to 9 for Jordan Lathan in his return to the lineup. Khalil Thomas also with 9 after a hot start. Then a single point for Drew Thelwell. Deontay Miles, Zach Iaiemi, Eddie Ricks, and Jerome Morton played but didn't score. Morehead State 11 of 28 from the field, just over 39% as we talked about. 6 of 20 from three-point land, 30%, 3 of 4 at the line. Out-rebounded 20 to 15, Morehead State with 8 assists, 4 turnovers, 2 steals.
And to point something out, Chuck, 5 of 8 in shots that weren't three-pointers.
Yes, good point. 31-30, Morehead State leads Southern Indiana here at the half. I'm Chuck Mraz. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week at Allen's IGA in Morehead include 2 packs of Eckridge Franks or Bologna are specially priced for just $4. Fresh asparagus is only $2.49 a pound. And Stouffer's large size entrees or bowlfuls are only $4. Great values while spending less at Allen's IGA. Visit Allen's website for money saving coupons.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Morehead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Morehead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Morehead.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Morehead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
Thank you.
This is Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Asia Handley, Mental Health Program Coordinator with Counseling Health Services at MSU. Asia, thank you so much for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me, Sam.
So MSU has started open group counseling sessions. Can you first just tell us how MSU identified a need for this type of service?
Yes, so as far as group counseling, we wanted to create a space for students to come and talk about their concerns, whether it be mental health, transitioning into college, and just any type of social concerns that they do have. We know that this is, you know, an opportunity for them to better themselves, and we want to, you know, create a space for them as far as just, you know, providing the resources that they need.
So these counseling sessions, they take place in ADEC. Can you set the room for us? What's this going to look like?
Yes, so it's going to be in the third floor. We are going to try to set it up maybe like a circle. We are going to facilitate this, but we want the students to have a say on how they want to set the mood. But initially, we're going to have it kind of in a circle setting. Of course, we're going to have snacks for them.
Nice.
But
always
again,
good.
Yes, we got to have a snack. But again, just want to create that space for them.
And what kind of topics do you foresee? You say you're going to facilitate conversation. What kind of topics do you foresee covering?
Yes. So we are hoping, of course, mental health, any type of like anxiety, depression that a student may be experiencing, trauma. You know, sometimes we don't want to talk about trauma. So we're going to try to make, you know, that space comfortable for students to talk about, you know, mental health, trauma, any, you know, anything that they may be experiencing right now.
And group counseling sessions can be beneficial. Finding somebody who you can relate to is also really helpful. But I imagine that sometimes these students will need one-on-one services, right?
Yes, that is correct. So the group, again, you know, support group, we're going to make it comfortable for the group. But if any student does identify that they need more services or individual services, we will have staff on board to get them connected to our office.
And these sessions are going on through the end of the spring semester. Any plans to continue them in the fall, if successful?
Yes. So we are hoping just to hear from the students to see if this is something that they want to continue. And then, yes, we will continue this on into the fall.
And as I understand it, students can join the group at any time.
Yes, that is correct.
And open to all MSU students?
All MSU students.
So are there differences between what, say, an undergraduate and a graduate student might bring to these discussions?
I would say not necessarily, just because of, you know, undergrad, you know, sometimes the age may be different, but I think, you know, we can all still connect on experiences because we're, you know, some graduate students are on campus, so they can definitely connect with undergraduate students. And then also, you know, again, we all can connect on some of the topics that we may discuss. So like mental health concerns, you know, test anxiety, you know, just to get comfortable with being on campus.
And what times are this group meeting?
Yeah, so it's going to be Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4 o'clock p.m.
Asia, again, thank you so much for being here today.
Yes, thank you for having me, Sam.
This has been Morehead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill with our guest, Asia Handley, Mental Health Program Coordinator with Counseling Health Services at MSU. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY Morehead State Public Radio.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you, or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds to the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Second half about to start. We're a couple minutes away. Morehead State leads Southern Indiana here at Johnson Arena, 31-30. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. Drew, talk about Morehead State's keys in this second stanza to finish off a victory here tonight.
Well, one of the things I think they need to do offensively, I think they need to look for more than just three-point shots. They need to stop settling for so many threes. When on the rare occasions, it seems, when they've looked inside and either tried to drive or feed the post, it's worked. So do that more rather than coming up empty. And then on defense, you just got to do a better job switching off the screens. A lot of their production has come off of three-point shots from one player in particular, the Milky. Just when they try and screen them open, just do a better job of switching.
31-30, Morehead State on top over Southern Indiana. Second half coming up on the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, gatewaycycles.com.
31-30, Morehead State leads over Southern Indiana. Second half about to start. The two teams are collected at their respective bench areas. Talking strategy as we go into the second 20 minutes of play. Morehead State will be heading right back out on the road early tomorrow morning as they play a game in Western Illinois on Thursday. And
yeah,
I'm going to say it right now, right here, terrible scheduling by the OVC. Go to Little Rock last Thursday, play at UT Martin Saturday, come home about 2 o'clock in the morning on Sunday.
Right.
Then you have a home game on Tuesday, and then you have to turn around and go right back out 500 miles on the bus tomorrow to Western Illinois. Whoever thought that up,
and
didn't do a whole lot of thinking when they did put the schedule together.
Right. So, you know, it's 4 games in 8 days in 4 different states. If you're doing the math there. So, even though they are home, they're probably still a little lag from the bus. Coming out of the half, it'll be interesting if we see any changes. We did see Preston Spradlin really angry during one of the timeouts.
Again, the zone for Southern Indiana. Thomas to the right, and Lathan out to Thomas. To Fellwell, he'll cut inside the lane. Angle left, right corner Lathan coming down the baseline into a double team. Near corner, Minix. He'll shoot a three, drain it.
Yeah.
Riley Minix with 15. That's his first triple of the ball game.
Yeah.
Riley 35% from outside the arc on the year.
And they're only going to give him 2. They're going to say his foot was on the line.
Just inside the line. So he's got 14 points. Here comes A.J. Smith at the other end with a layup. And he scores.
And Morehead just didn't get back and didn't get set defensively.
So it remains a one-point game. Morehead State with a lead in the ball. Fellwell outside the right hash. Lathan back out to the logo. And Fellwell coming up the left arc. Thomas for the basketball. Back down the left side to Fellwell. Fellwell on Hernandez in that 2-3 zone. Head of the key, Miles. Bounce left block extended. Minix turns to the basket. Triple team, fights up a shot. No, tipped up by Miles. No. Rebound Smith for Southern Indiana, the champion. He races to the offensive end. Pitch left side, Milkey, cut off by Minix to the corner. Three ball put up and drained by Hall, and Southern Indiana has the lead.
Yeah.
And it's 35-33, USI. Fellwell to the right hash, leave it there, Lathan. He'll turn left, come out front, back down the right side. Fellwell, baseline right, Thomas, the runner, off the glass, off the rim, wouldn't go from short range. Campion the other way, Southern Indiana with it. Hernandez on the drive on Minix to the hole with a scoop and score on the reverse.
And so it's and it's actually Southern Indiana that's far more aggressive and productive out of the locker room. Kind of a surprise.
Four-point lead for USI. Fellwell, high left, standing dribble there. Bounce top of the key, Miles. Left block extended, Minix. They'll look to triple him straight away. Fellwell, right side, Lathan. Angle drive, almost knocked away. Yeah, it was. Stolen by Campion, far corner.
Morris State is not sharp at all out of the half.
Campion at the left hash. Looking to work up top to his right. To the near side, Smith on Miles. He'll play it down to the deck. Crossover dribble, got to the block. Spin left, put up a layup. Off the glass, side of the rim twice, and no, and he got a foul.
Yeah.
And he'll get two free throws.
Miles not too effective, I don't think, when they're able to draw him out that far. You almost want to see him. I know Morehead was in straight man, but you almost want to see Miles stay put in the lane.
It's second foul on Deontay, first of the half on either team. Line right, A.J. Smith for two for Southern Indiana. He's 79% at the line on the year. He owns 8 points of the ballgame. Right-hand push on the first one. It's in. Right now, Southern Indiana is the team with the momentum.
They are, and they came out. They're loose. They're getting good shots. They're hitting their shots. And this is a team, again, as we say, one of the more poorly offensive, at least offensive efficiency teams in the country and in the conference.
Smith gets the second free throw to go, and now it's a six-point lead for USI. So people getting a bit restless on the Morehead State side in the crowd. Fellwell the other way, driving the left arc. Takes it down the baseline. Got to the goal. Layup. Blocked away. Whistle foul. This should be Campion.
Yeah.
And Campion with foul number one. First of the half on USI. Two free throws coming for Drew Fellwell, who is aggressive in driving to the goal.
Yeah.
Attack that basket.
And again, just 1 point for Drew so far in the game.
One or two at the line. Fellwell, with his team down by six, has two shots, line left. First one on the way, soft touch, nothing but net. Fellwell with his second point, averages not quite 10 points a game. 72% at the line this season. Now he drains another one. He's got three. Morehead State hustles back on defense, down by four, looking for a stop. Smith, high right, on the move down the right arc. Hands it there, Hernandez. He'll drive the baseline, in on Thomas. His shot blocked by Khalil, and they're going to call a foul on Thomas, his second, and that will send Hernandez line right for two shots.
And, again, that's the second time that they've been able to draw the post players out, drive the lane, and either end up with a field goal or at the free throw line.
Hernandez deadly at the free throw line. That's where he loves to do his scoring business. He's got two of two at the line tonight, has 11 points for the contest. Two shots here with his team up by four. First one, lip of the rim and a miss. Here comes Jerome Morton in for Khalil Thomas, who will sit down after picking up foul number two. Morehead State with two fouls and a half, one for USI. Hernandez with a second free throw, takes a deep breath, shoves it up there, off the iron, off the glass, and good. 40-35, USI. Minix inbounds to Fellwell. Drew unopposed to the timeline and across on Campion. Looks like they're man-to-man now.
Yeah.
Fellwell, high left. Minix comes out for the skip pass out front. Bounces it to his left to Fellwell. Coming between the circles. 14 on the timer. Straight away, Lathan. Right side, Fellwell. Backs to the block on Campion. Fights his way in there. Has it stripped away as he tries to go up for a shot inside, and he'll get two free throws.
Yeah. And that was there was a lot of ball, perhaps a bit of a bailout there for Morehead State.
Jeremiah Hernandez, his first personal, second of the half on USI, takes us to immediate timeout. 17 minutes to go in the ballgame, early second half. Southern Indiana 40, Morehead State 35. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Now at Hardee's, two hand-breaded chicken tender wraps are only $5. Mix and match your favorite flavors like buttermilk ranch, honey mustard, and spicy. Endless combinations start with two warm tortillas, each filled with 100% white meat, juicy on the inside, crispy on the outside, hand-breaded chicken tenders. Any two wraps, now just $5. Hardee's, goodness in the making. These items only. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included. Visit restaurant for details.
It's time for your annual insurance checkup. Are you prepared? We at the Porter Group Insurance Agency are here to help you with life insurance, cancer plans, hospital copays, and many more. We are your local insurance agency for all your life and health insurance needs. Call us today at 606-780-1387. Again, that is 606-780-1387.
40-35, Southern Indiana leads Morehead State. 17 minutes to play. Morehead State from the field, just 12 of 32, 37.5% on their net, 6 of 20 outside the arc. USI is at 43.3%, rebounding 22-16 in favor of USI. Turnovers in this ballgame, 7-5, Southern Indiana. Those are the numbers presented by Whitaker Bank. Morehead State sending out Miles, Thelwell, Morton, Lathan, and Minix. Milkey, Hall, Hernandez, Campion, and Smith for Southern Indiana. Line left, two free throws. Morehead State's through Thelwell.
And these are big.
Thelwell's first one up, left it short. No good. He is now 3 of 5 at the line. Drew will get another one, though. He can salvage the second opportunity as he looks up. Fires it in the air. Too strong off the back of the rim. Rebound tap. Miles, and he's going to pick up a foul for knocking down A.J. Smith of USI. Miles with his third.
And this is kind of shocking.
Disappointing, too.
Yeah, very disappointing that...
Campion at the left hash, turns right, comes top of the lane. High right to Smith on Miles. Hernandez up the side, comes forward. Across to Milkey at the left. Bounce to Hall coming up the sideline. Out to Smith, to Campion, driving on Miles. Free throw line jumper as he stops, pops, and hits.
And Southern Indiana in the first half, we said they were staying in it. Now not only are they ahead, they're lengthy, you know, extending their lead.
7-point lead for USI. Thelwell at the right wing. Straight away, Minix around the left at the arc and Lathan. Lathan on Hall. Right to left, Mort to the right. Thelwell at the arc. Right block well extended. Minix takes it in on Milkey. Euro step to the lane. The one-hander from five. Got it.
And that's a good play. We need to start going to him. And defensively, you just need to start to lock down.
16 for Minix. Campion on the drive. High right, Smith turns left to the free throw line on Miles. Backs up. He'll drive to the right block. Miles right with him. He'll try to shove his way in there. Turn to his right. Fake once, twice. Partially blocked by Miles. Smith got his own rebound. Looks for the shot. Can't find it. Right side, Milkey. 17 to shoot. Straight away in Hall. Hall driving on Lathan. Little block to the baseline to the goal. Puts it up off the window and in.
They're getting points in all sorts of ways. They're spreading the floor and driving. They're screening open, you know, three-point shooters. For a team that struggled offensively all year, they're being very productive tonight.
Morton, left-angle drive, got to the hole, right-hand scoop off the glass and in. Jerome with his first bucket.
Yeah.
And Morehead State down by five. Drops back to defend as Ricks comes in for Morehead State for Miles. Also in Thomas for Lathan. Powell checks in for USI.
Morehead State. out.
And Morehead continues to struggle on the defensive end.
Gave up 88 points in the loss at UT Martin. Uncharacteristic.
Very uncharacteristic.
Campion left hash turns right into Thomas as he checked off on Thelwell. Powell at the right wing, hands it to Hernandez. Turns left off the screen, comes to the right elbow. Jump shoot, spins out, no. Thomas high in the air for the board for Morehead State. Right sideline to Thelwell. Thelwell to the offensive end. Comes up to the top of the key. Standing dribble there on Campion. 20 on the timer as he backs up to the logo. Drew surveying the defense. It's man-to-man for USI. He'll run to the right hash, to Rick's wide left. Eddie, back to Thelwell, right angle drive, got to the hole, puts it up, knocked down, whistle foul. Yeah. I think Powell got him.
And Thelwell again going to the free throw line with two big ones. Just one of three from the line tonight. One of four.
Powell second. And for USI, that will be the third of the half.
And do we have a timeout here?
I'm not sure. Maybe they're discussing who the foul was on again. And
yeah.
It looks like they are coming to the scores desk, at least it would appear that Blake Harris is anyway.
Right. I certainly can't imagine they're talking about a flagrant here. It wasn't.
No. The shot clock to the left.
Oh, yeah. And, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. The shot clock over Morehead State's basket is off, so we're going to have a stoppage here as Paul Rhodes jumps into action to try and get it fixed.
Yeah, heads up facilities on game day, and
yeah.
Paul is kind of a jack of all trades.
Yes,
he can do
a
lot of different things.
Well, between the stats and the shot clock and the internet on campus today, we could do a show on that's just as entertaining as the game.
We'll go ahead and step aside. We'll come back in, let's call it 60 seconds. Again, the score, Southern Indiana 44, Morehead State 39, 14:53 remains at Johnson Arena as we have this unscheduled stoppage in play. And let's make it 90 seconds on the break. We'll just go ahead and take the full timeout. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special. Reserved for the very best. The Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer at combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
Looks like they've got the shot clock prepared. Good job by Paul Rhodes and his crew.
He does 14, a great job.
He does. 14:53 to go in the ballgame. And the foul is going to be called on the floor, so Morehead State will not have free throws.
Oh.
Eddie Ricks baseline right will inbound with a new 20 on the shot clock. Ball comes into Thelwell, high right over Campion. He catches. Right sideline, Morton. Right block extended, Minix. Minix plays it down on Powell. They try to double Riley. He clears it out to the right hash. Morton, he'll drive the angle. Got to the goal. Euro step with a scoop and a miss off the glass. Looks like he took a shove.
Yeah.
Powell, the rebound. Got it to Campion. Here comes USI. Campion trying to angle in. Got to the lane. Kicks out high right to the basketball and dribble Hall. Hall moves it on Minix. Pulls it back out. Wide right to Campion on the hop. He wanted to shoot, and then Campion had to come over and take the ball. 10 on the timer. Campion on Ricks, driving to the left block, to the goal, puts it up, and he blocks it out of bounds.
and a good defensive play there by Eddie Riggs.
Came in with 32 blocks on the season, now has 33, and that was a brilliant one right there.
Yeah, as it goes into the stands, a fan helping retrieve the ball.
Lathan comes in for Morton for MSU, 5 to shoot. Left baseline inbound, Campion and USI. Campion looks in, wants to go to the corner, wants Hernandez, got it to him, tipped by Minnick, stolen by Lathan.
Great play.
Lathan down the floor, over the head of Thelwell, tracks it down, got it back to the trailing Minnick's triple team, got to the goal, got tied up, possession light to USI.
Yeah.
He went in to three defenders, and one got a piece of the ball, tied him up as he tried to go up for a shot.
Crowd getting really frustrated, booing the call. I got to be honest, Chuck, I think they got that one absolutely right.
Yeah, I think it's just frustration, and I can understand.
Yeah.
You're playing the eighth-place team, and you're down by five.
Right.
And you're the first-place team, and you need a win. Campion high right, back out front, Powell. Left to right behind him, Hall on the dribble. Down the right arc, Campion up the sideline, takes the basketball, takes it to the left side. He'll fade and fire from 17, in and out, no. Minnick's high over Powell, took the rebound ahead toward the left sideline, Thelwell. Thelwell, between the legs, dribble, near side, open. Thomas, for three, bangs it off the rim, no. Lathan fights for the rebound, knocks down Hall, and I think we've got a foul, and who's it on?
I believe it's on Hall. I think they're going to call a loose ball foul here. Hall got the worst of the collision, but was whistled for the foul.
His first.
Yeah.
The fourth on USI, and Milkey comes out, Smith in for USI.
Yeah.
Shot clock reset to 20 for Morehead State. Lathan, left baseline, front court inbound for Morehead State. Near sideline, Thelwell on the catch. Drew turns right, comes out front, back toward the corner. Minnick driving baseline on Smith. Fights up a layup, couldn't get it to go. Off the bottom of the iron, Powell, the rebound for USI. Right sideline, Hernandez hustles offensive end. Right angle drive, high left to Smith. Back tap, got it back to the near side it goes. Three ball put up and in by Hernandez.
And that extends the lead to 8. Morehead State has gone over 2 minutes and 20 seconds without any points.
47-39, crowd trying to get into it. Thomas, right hash Lathan against the 2-3 zone. Out to Thomas, left wing Thelwell. Back out to Thomas, right side Lathan. Right angle drive, tried to get to the lane. Grabbed as he got inside the paint. A foul on Hall, his second. And that'll be on the floor. It's number 5 on USI. Again, the shot clock is reset. Morehead State needs to start cashing in on some opportunities.
Yeah.
Ricks will be the inbounder for Morehead baseline left. Eddie floats out of the pass, high left to Thelwell. Right block, Ricks off the screen, turns one-hander, it's in.
And that was just, I mean, that was a good play, a good inbounds pass, a good delivery into the post, and a good finish.
Ricks with his first 2, Morehead down by 6, Campion driving on Minnick, got to the goal, kick out near side, Hernandez. On Ricks, plays it down, cuts left, crossover dribble, takes once, twice, tries to put it up, and he travels.
Travel.
Yep, good call.
Yeah.
And that's the 9th turnover on USI.
Right, and good defense there by Morehead State. They got down and got set. And prevented them from either driving to the basket or screening over an open jumper.
MSU down by 6 with 12:36 to go. Thelwell, right hash dribble on Campion. To his left, the Minnick's top of the key, back behind him, right to left for Thelwell. Works to his right, kicks it out high left. Ricks, catch and shoot, 3, yes sir!
And a big one by Eddie Ricks to get Morehead State back within 3.
Eddie with 5, he scored the last 2 Morehead baskets. 47-41, or rather 44. Morehead State defending. High left, Smith gets it to the cutting Hernandez. Left baseline, puts up the layup,
and
hit it and foul. He'll get a free throw.
And again, they just off this low, the low post screen. He ended up wide open. Morehead State failing the switch, and he ends up with the basket and the foul.
Riley Minnick with his second personal. Morehead State's 4th team foul. Hernandez. Line right, we're trying to finish off a 3-point play. He's got 17 points.
Yeah, he's had a great game.
12:08 to go, free throw up, missed it. Oh, it hit the rim. I thought it was going to miss. I called it too early. It went in.
And
it's now 50-44 USI. Thomas inside the right hash, Lathan against the 2-3. Back out to Thomas, around the left at the arc and Thelwell. Drew plays it back out to Thomas, free throw line, Minnick's right side, Lathan, catch and shoot, 3, Chris!
Yeah.
Jordan Lathan with 12.
And it's back to a 3-point game, and this is a big possession here, a big defensive possession for Morehead State.
Inside the line, Mervis on the dribble on Thelwell. Moorhead man-to-man. Mervis dancing right, turning left between the circles. Looks to the far side
to
Hernandez.
This should be an illegal screen.
It is against Powell, who ran into Ricks.
Oh, no, they're going to call this on Eddie Ricks. You've got to be kidding me.
Second on Eddie.
It looked to me like he was not only did he move, he never stopped moving.
Moorhead State with five team fouls second half, and it will be Hall inside the left hash with 20 on the shot clock as they reset to inbound for USI with 11:35 to go. Short feed in, outside the hash to Mervis. He'll come right to the logo, down the near side at the arc, coming back Smith. Between the circles, Milkey, far side Campion. Campion on Thelwell, tries to get to the baseline, can't do it, straight away at Smith. He'll drive on Ricks, pushes off, backs up, three-throw line fadeaway jumper, missed it. Thomas high in the air, one-hand rebound for Moorhead State. Play getting physical, and now Minix and Powell battling down the floor, and they're kind of shoving off on each other, and they're separated quickly, fortunately.
And I don't think anything would have come of it, but...
Are they going to call a double foul here? They may be.
Yeah.
And both teams are being sent to their respective bench areas.
It's been a rather clean game. I didn't think that was going to really escalate into anything, but...
I think we've got a timeout taken possibly here.
I guess they're going to review what had happened.
The two players got tangled up going down the floor, and then there was some jawing and some shoving.
Yeah.
And we will have a timeout, so we'll step aside with 11:13 to play in this ball game at Johnson Arena. Moorhead State trailing Southern Indiana 50-47. I'm Chuck Morales with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Moorhead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmoorhead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Calling double fouls, one on Minix, that's his third, and then one on Powell, that's also his third. So both teams with six fouls as a group, and we have 11:13 to go.
Moorhead
down by three.
It ended up being a double foul.
While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Moorhead, the flagship station of Moorhead State University Athletics.
Lathan inbounds right hash, 26 to shoot into Thelwell to the right of the emblem. He'll work out front on Mervis. Thelwell dancing toward the left arc, turns to his right, top of the key, far side Lathan. Jordan on the right angle drive. Turns it out to Thelwell. High left for three. We're tied!
A big shot there by Drew Thelwell. A good-looking shot.
Six for Drew. Big triple there, and the crowd loves it. Mervis inside the line. Angles toward the left hash. Tries to get to the wing. Goes to the block on Ricks. Kick out. High left. Milkey back behind him at the sideline. Hernandez and returns it right behind him to Mervis. Mervis left baseline drive to the hole with a scoop and a miss. Fight for the rebound. Hernandez took it away. Clears it out straight away. Hall. He'll launch the line drive three and hit it.
Yeah. And again, not bad defense there by Morehead State. They just weren't able to get the rebound,
which is critical.
Yeah. And and he ended up wide open at the top of the key.
And as you're down by three, Fellwell turns right, comes to the right block to the goal, puts up the short shot, missed it, knockdown, whistle, foul. He'll get two free throws. That's the seventh also on USI. So Morehead State in the bonus. That foul will go on Smith.
Yeah.
That's his second.
And it was a little bit of a late whistle, so Indiana not liking the call, but...
Oh, well, now 6 points in the ball game at the line in this game. He is 3 of 6. Two tries here, line left. First one up, and left it short.
Yeah. Drew's struggling from the line tonight. You know, normally a really good free throw shooter.
Morehead down by three. Fellwell looks for the second one. Plants, fires, hits.
And he hits that one. That makes him 4 of 8 on the game from the free throw line.
7 points in the contest, 53-51. Morehead down defending. Mervis across the line, left of the logo. Pounce up top, Hernandez back to the goal, works to the right. Ark and Ricks, crossover dribble to the lane, turns to his right to the block to the baseline, puts up a shot, missed it. Fellwell aboard, Morehead State.
And a good defensive play there by Eddie Ricks to alter the shot.
Fellwell hustles offensive end, drives on Hernandez, clears it out high right to Latham. Right block, Minix. Minix looks to go with it. Puts it down. Attacks. Triple team. Tied up. And a jump ball possession like Morehead State with 15 to shoot.
Yeah, they don't double down on him until he starts to back his way into the basket. And then they do. They collapse on him. And they've forced a couple of jump balls doing that. So
15 on the shot clock. Morehead State will inbound. Baseline right. 9:41 to go. Inbound to Minix, tapped away and stolen by USI. Mervis, not a good inbound at all.
No, it wasn't.
Mervis the other way, drives the right arc, takes it back to his left free throw line. In on Minix, now Fellwell. High left, Milky, far sideline. Hall. Hall turns right on Ricks, back down the far side to Mervis. Mervis with 10 to shoot. Backs out, left to the logo. Right-hand dribble there. Off the screen from Smith. Far side, Milky gets a man in the air. Takes it left, shoots a three, and hits it.
And he continues to hit from the outside.
Right. You can't buy the ball fake.
No, you can't.
That far out. Plant your feet. Don't worry about the block. Get your hands in his face. Morehead down by five. Fellwell at the right wing. Fires it back out to Ricks. High left, Lathan. Down low, baseline left, Minix to the hole. Shot put up and blocked.
They've done a good job in the second half defending Minix.
Mervis across the line with his team up by five and 8:40 left to go at the right arc. Turns left, Riley Minix guards him. Mervis on the drive to the free throw line. Back behind him, Milky at the left wing, far sideline, Hernandez. High right to Mervis, 13 to shoot. To Hall, high right to Mervis in the corner. Inside Smith, reverse layup, it's in.
Again, really good ball movement. They did a good job getting into the low post and a nice-looking reverse layup. Southern Indiana playing a great game.
They're on an 8-1 run. Fellwell the other way. High left, turns right off the screen by Minix. Wide left, Ricks down the near sideline, Thomas. Left block extended, Minix. Minix on Milky. High left, Lathan. Plays it out to Thomas to the far side. To Fellwell, right corner, Ricks for three. Back of the rim, no. High off the iron. It comes down to the paint. Baseline left to Hernandez of USI. Morehead State needs to regroup. Got to stop here and a score. Mervis on Fellwell. Gets a screen from Smith. Drive to the lane. To the right of the lane. Back out straight away. Milky. Right arc. Hernandez. Moves left. Comes free throw line into Ricks. Tries to get to his left. Back out to Milky. Wide right. Back out to the logo and Mervis. Mervis on the drive. Got around Minix, reverse layup, it's in.
And again, that time they were just able to spread the floor, draw the post players out, drive the basket, and lay it in. And a 10-1 run for Southern Indiana since Morehead State tied the game and appeared to have the momentum.
Fellwell the other way. He goes to the right block on Hernandez, fights up a shot off the glass. And we've got a timeout, Morehead State, with 7:03 to go. MSU down by 7. In this ball game, 60-53, and Preston Spradlin wants to talk some strategy here. Morehead State's in trouble.
Yeah, they are. And again, you got to give some credit to Southern Indiana. Oh, yeah. When Morehead State came back, tied the game at 50, the crowd was getting into it, the bench was getting into it. You kind of felt like the game was shifting. And then Southern Indiana just kept making plays both offensively and defensively. I don't know where this has been all year, quite frankly, Chuck. One of the worst offensive teams in the country, looking amazing tonight.
Yeah, they're 7 points up on Morehead State. They've shot the basketball pretty well, nearly 47%. 9 of 18 outside the arc.
Yeah, and this is a team that shoots in the low 30s on the season, shooting 50% tonight.
Morehead State 9 of 25 from three-point land, shooting over 43% in total. And then when we talk about rebounding, 30-21.
Yeah.
Southern Indiana by 11. That's not good.
Yeah, but they've executed. They've set screens. Morehead State hasn't done the best job of switching off the screens, but they've gotten guys open all over the place, be it short jumpers for three or able. And then when they've spread the floor, they've been able to get to the basket and get layups. I mean, they basically scored in three different ways.
They have pulled us into a full timeout, but this late into it, we'll keep it here. For Morehead State, in your mind, what would be the strategy here? They've got to get stops at the other end.
You do. And I think kind of going back to that on-ball man defense, off-ball stay in the zone, I don't like to see the post players get drawn out like they have been. So to keep those players put defensively, then you, I mean, again, it goes without saying, you got to be able to get defensive rebounds. And then offensively, while they haven't always been, they haven't been taking as many threes, and they've done a good job defending Riley, I still think you got to go to him, because even when they collapse on him, it means somebody else is open.
Well, if you foul him, you send him to the line, and he's an outstanding free throw shooter.
Yeah, he is. And Morehead State, as you mentioned, Southern Indiana with 7 fouls, so Morehead State will be shooting the rest of the game. But down 7 has been down by as many as 9. And this is both surprising and disappointing. And but you know you got to give some credit to Southern Indiana too. I don't. They haven't won many road games.
Morehead
State, yeah, just 2. Morehead State hasn't lost at all at home. So just an unbelievably surprising result so far.
Morehead State sends out Fellwell, Thomas, Ricks, Minix, and Lathan. Yeah. And as you're going small, USI with the basketball to go 94 feet left to right with a lead of 7 with 7:03 left to go.
And defensively, they're getting back in the half court.
Mervis will bring it up as he surveys the Morehead State defense. And Mervis comes down central on Thelwell, now left at the logo to the far half. Turns right, bounce wide right, Smith down the near wing. Off it goes to Hernandez. Hernandez on the drive into Minix. Tried to get it to Smith, but threw it by him, stolen by Thelwell. Thelwell the other way. Surveying traffic. Back to the trailing Lathan. Baseline right. Minix clears it to the near side. Ricks. Left angle drive. Eddie bumped by Hernandez.
Yeah.
Fouled. And Hernandez picks up number 2. Ricks will be at the line since the ball was on the floor. That's where the foul was.
Right.
And Eddie will get 1+1 line left. Ricks, 5 points in this ball game, all in the second half. He's not been to the line in this game. He's 65% at the charity stripe for the campaign.
And boy, we need these. And that was a big defensive steal off the pass. It was a bad pass. Had it been a good one, it would have been a layup.
Ricks with the first one up and in.
And that is pivotal. You know, you go from thinking you're going to be down 9 to suddenly down 6 and a chance to cut it to 5.
Eddie will spin the ball in his hands, look up, right-hand push, second free throw looks good, and it is.
Yeah. And Warren State, again, not applying any pressure, not surprising. Just getting back and played half-court defense. They've been in that all night.
MSU down by 5, 60-55, 6:28 to go. Down the right arc goes Mervis, goes to the corner, backs up, turns left, comes to the lane. Spins a pass out behind him. Top of the key, Hernandez, right side, Smith. Fakes twice, looks, turns left, jumps up from 19 and fires. Misses, rebound inside the paint. Thomas, Morehead State to Thelwell.
And a good defense there by Riley Minix to disrupt the shot.
Thelwell on the drive to Minix straight away. Sets his feet, the 3, side of the rim, no. Right block rebound to Mervis of USI. He'll do it himself the other way with 5:55 to go. His team leads by 5, 60-55. Mervis holding, looking. Bounce wide left to Smith. Smith on Minix, Morehead man-to-man. Left block Hernandez turns one-hander. It'll rattle in and out and back in again.
Yeah, and they keep getting mismatches in the post.
And it's now a seven-point lead again for USI. Del well across the line. Takes it down the near arc. Turns to his right. Goes free throw line. Got to the goal. Drive. Scoop. Score. MSU hustles back on defense, trailing by 5:18 to go.
Need a stop here.
Mervis toward the far half, turns right off the pick by Smith, driving the lane. Can't find the shot, high left Hernandez, out front Milkey, wide right, right to left for it, is Hall. Hall goes to the left hash and leaves it there for Mervis. 10 to shoot, Mervis looking. Wide left, Hernandez, check that, Smith. Smith to Hernandez, high left, moves in free for line, got to Minix, goes to the lane. Fires the shot, missed it, offensive rebound, Smith got tangled up, and what do we got here?
It looks like we got a foul on the floor under the basket, and again, good defense by Morehead State, but not in position to get the rebound.
Third foul on Khalil Thomas. That's number 7 on Morehead State, so now USI into the bonus.
Yeah.
And this will send Smith line right, 1+1. He's 2 of 2 at the line. He's got 12 points.
1+1.
Also to go along with 8 rebounds. Here comes the free throw. On the way, it's in.
Yeah, we would have had a lane violation had he missed it. But he didn't.
Morehead down by 6. 4:50 remains. Smith with the next one. Looks up, squats, shoots, and connects. The lead back to 7. Morehead State has had trouble. With this, it's been about a seven-point game for most of the second half.
Yeah, it has.
Bellwell right to left across the timeline, down the middle. Works to the right arc. Drives toward the right block. Clears it inside to Minix. He takes it home with a slam!
Yeah. And he came down awkwardly on his ankle. And they're stopping play, the referees, to make sure Riley is okay. He's going to stay out there. I know he doesn't want to come out.
18 points for Minix. Yeah. 64-59. Morehead State needs a couple more stops.
Yeah. And Morehead State been unable to stop them. I believe they scored on their last 3 possessions.
4.5 to play. Morehead down by 5. Mervis left to right across the midcourt stripe. Bounce high right to Smith. Smith looks inside. Hernandez wide open for the layup.
Wow, that was a great pass.
22 for Hernandez.
Yeah.
And now it's back to 7. Bellwell across the line, 4:12 to go. Man-to-man USI. Bellwell to the right hash, chased by Mervis. Straight away, Ricks. Eddie on the drive, got to the hole. Eurostep tries the layup on the scoop, missed it on the finger roll, and there's a foul on USI.
Yeah.
Might be Smith.
So
A.J. Smith's third.
Morehead State
number 9 on USI.
Up here real quick is as Eddie goes to the line for 2 big free throws.
Eddie Ricks with 7 points all in the second half. Averages about 8 points a game to go along with 5.5 rebounds. Free throw on the way, and it's in.
Yeah.
Getting a chance to score with the clock stopped with 4:04 to play. Morehead down by 6.
But what they really need is a defensive stop.
Earlier tonight, the MSU women lost USI 72-64.
Yeah.
Next free throw, nothing but net for Eddie Ricks.
So,
9 points for him.
Yeah, Southern Indiana scored on their last 5 possessions. Morehead State unable to get a stop.
The 5 of their last 7 from the field. Mervis between the circles on Thelwell. 66-61 USI. Back to the logo, left of the logo, Hernandez. On the run to the right of the lane. Starts in on Ricks, bouncing the ball off his knee, but got it back. Between the circles, the Milkey, left of the logo. Mervis. Mervis on the drive to the lane, takes it to the hole, scoops and scores.
And again, deep into the shot clock there, good defense. He bounced it off of his knee, which sort of spread Morehead State out and opened the lane for him to drive.
Bellwell, left wing. Crossover dribble, near side, Latham. Left block extended, Minix. He'll fight to the goal. Triple team, puts up the one-hander, in and out, no whistle foul. He'll get 2 free throws. Jack Milkey, 2nd. It is the 10th on USI, so Morehead State's in the double bonus. We'll step aside. We have a break in the action. Morehead State will have Minix at the line for 2 when we return. 3:20 left to go in the ballgame. Morehead State trailing Southern Indiana 68-61. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Driving with a cracked windshield is dangerous. Don't risk it. Do the right thing. Call Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll talk with a real person. Get same-day or next-day service with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And it's free with your full or comprehensive insurance. If you can't come to our shop on Bradley Avenue in Moorhead, we'll come to you. Get more details at rightwayautoglass.com. Spelled R-I-T-E-W-A-Y, autoglass.com. Have your glass installed the right way.
We'd like to invite you to come and see us and save during Hinton Mills' 41st annual Seed Day sale going on this week at all six Hinton Mills locations. It's our biggest sale of the year on hay and pasture seed, fencing, hay wrap, baler twine, net wrap, high mag tubs, block, and mineral, DA oil and hydraulic fluid, as well as Antler Builder Essentials mineral. Save money now through Saturday on the items you need around the farm this spring during the big sale, Hinton Mills' annual Seed Day sale. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Every sandwich has bread, every burger has a bun, but these warm, golden, smooth steam buns, these are special, reserved for the very best, the Filet-O-Fish and you.
Right now, get two crispy Filet-O-Fish sandwiches for just $6, but only for a limited time at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
68-61, Moorhead State trailing Southern Indiana, who's led most of the second half. MSU is up by one at the break. Only 3:20 remains in this game, and as we hit the stretch drive, Riley Minix will be at the free throw line to our left for a couple of tries after being fouled in the act. Riley with 18 points, 6 in the second half. He's been to the free throw line just once in this game, where he's 2 of 2.
Right. Normally a really good free throw shooter, so hopefully he can drill both of these. But what Moorhead State needs more than anything else is just defensive stops. Again, Southern Indiana continues to score 6 straight possessions now, and Moorhead just not able to draw any closer despite scoring. You know, they've been keeping pace. We've been oscillating back and forth between 5 and 7 for seemingly the last 5 minutes of the game.
Moorhead State had tied it at 50 all.
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
But since then, they've been outscored 18 to 11.
Right. And again, like after tying it at 50, they jumped out to, like, I believe it was an 11-point lead. Moorhead State has been as close as 5, but it's been going back and forth between 5 and 6.
And it's getting too late to trade basket.
It is. So Moorhead needing stops. They need these free throws, and they need a stop.
Down by 7. MSU trying to find the magic here late to win this game.
Yeah.
Eagles have dropped 2 straight coming into tonight. Falling to Little Rock and UT Martin on the road last Thursday and Saturday, respectively.
Right.
And both close games. Little Rock lost 1 point. 6 points at UT Martin, where Moorhead State actually led late, then saw Martin go on an 8-0 run to end the game.
Yeah. So, you know, they had a chance to win both of them. You feel like we could have or should have won one or, you know, both of them. The referee's going to get another call. I guess something was wrong with the other one. We've seen everything tonight. But, again, and you had said it at the top, what a good coach Stan Gord is and how well-coached they are. Like, it's no surprise that they've battled and fought like they have. It is a little surprise they've been so good offensively, but this is a team that's in good hands.
Well, also at stake is Moorhead State's 18-game home winning streak, which was the second longest home winning streak in Division I.
Right. As well as their one-game lead in the conference standings.
Yes, most importantly. Minix line left for 2. He stands in. Riley plays it down, puts it up, and connects. Minix, 9 rebounds. One more rebound, and he has his 13th double-double of the season. Free throw up and in.
So 2 big wins by Riley, and again, the lead is down to 5.
3:18 to go. USI with the lead in the ball. Mervis across the line on Fellwell. To his right, to his left. High left, Milky on Ricks. Far sideline, Hernandez. He'll dribble back out to his right. Plays it off to the right arc, and Mervis. 11 to shoot, 3 minutes to go. Mervis back out near the line with 8 to shoot. They're trying to spread the floor again. Now he bounces the ball off his foot. The steal from Minix. And did he get a timeout?
There's...
Oh, they call the jump ball.
The jump ball, but that's actually not a bad result for Morehead State. There was no change of possession, so the shot clock not resetting. Just 1 second to shoot. They're asking Southern Indiana this. I can't imagine they're going to do this. They're asking that the shot clock be reset. There was no change of possession.
No.
And they're going to look at it anyway. I can't.
No.
No.
One on the shot clock right now with 2:50 left to go, and Southern Indiana will inbound because they had the possession error.
Right.
On the tie-up.
Yeah.
But if it's a loose ball and there's a tie-up, they should reset the shot clock.
Yeah.
And I don't blame Stan Gerard for asking.
Yeah.
Go ahead and ask. It doesn't hurt.
Right. But until Morehead State possesses the ball, which they never did, there's no change of possession and the shot clock doesn't reset.
Riley was trying to reel in that loose ball on the floor as he was laying prone.
Right.
And as he did, he was tied up.
Right. The only thing I can think of is they're going to say Riley had possession and then it was tied up, which would reset the shot clock. And now they're saying 1 second on the shot clock. I think this is not just the correct, this is the correct call.
So, and they'll probably try a wild shot. And at that point, you've got to get the rebound.
Yes.
Morehead State has been out-rebounded 32-22. This will be the third straight game they've been outboarded.
Right, which, again, after being a very good rebounding team prior to that stretch.
One to shoot, left hash inbound Mervis with Ricks in his face, waving his arms. Mervis, left corner, Milky fadeaway three, bangs it off the rim, no free throw line rebound Thomas to Thelwell. Thelwell across the line, through on the drive, takes it, oh, it slams it down with two hands.
And
he made sure that one went in.
Right.
And MSU within three with 2.5 to play. Mervis inside the line. Man-to-man Morehead. High left Smith on the catch on Minix. Smith looks for Hernandez. Bounce left of the lane. And he's knocked down by Ricks. And it'll be free throw time for Hernandez. Ricks with his third foul.
Yeah.
And Morehead State with number 9, I believe.
Right. Morehead State needs to sort of recognize at least that Southern Indiana last two possessions, and teams will do this late in the game when they have a lead, they're waiting longer to get it into their offense. So
Hernandez, line right, one in the bonus. Hernandez floats up the first one, it'll rattle and go. He's had 23 points tonight.
Yeah.
Hernandez with the second one, his team by four. Puts it up and through. Again, the lead to 5. Morehead State needs points.
Yeah, they do.
2:22 left to go as Thomas inbounds to Thelwell. Thelwell jogs it down central across the timeline on Mervis. Right hash, Lathan. Lathan turns left on Mervis. Back to the right hash and Thelwell. Out to Ricks between the circles. 18 to shoot. 2:08 to play. Thelwell back for it to the logo. And now the right hash on the move. Clears it out to Minix. Riley to the near corner. Thomas. And he's fouled by Milky on the reach-in.
And
check that. Not Milky, but Hall.
Yes.
Hall's third. And this will give Morehead State 2 free throws with 1:58 to go. Clock stop. Down by 5. 70-65. This will be Khalil Thomas to shoot for MSU. Again, with his team in the double bonus, an automatic 2. Thomas at the line this year, 29 of 33, nearly 88%.
And we need both of these.
Khalil, first one up and in. He now moves into double figures with 10 points. Lead at 4 points for USI.
Yeah.
MSU trying to battle back in this game. Thomas with the next one, floats it up and through.
And that gets it down to 3.
And now a stop.
And now you need a stop.
Mervis across the time, left of the logo on Thelwell, driving left, pushes off far sideline. Hernandez curls right, wide right. Milky, near sideline, Hall swings it back out front, left to right for the basketball. At the emblem is Mervis with 12 to shoot, 1:39 to go. Mervis holding, looking. High right to Smith on Minix. Looking down low. Hernandez got a man in the air, lays it up and in as he beat Lathan at the goal.
Yeah. And again, you can't lock down when you get late. You have to stay locked down when you get late into the shot clock.
1:23 to go. Morehead down by five. Fellwell straight away, Lathan. Back behind him, Fellwell. Drew runs the right arc. Kaminix up top. Left side, Thomas for three. Swish! And Khalil with his fourth triple of the game, and it couldn't have come at a better time. He's got 14, and Morehead State's within two with 1:11 to play.
Yeah, and I believe this was Morehead State that called timeout, so they'll have two remaining.
Boy, what a huge shot by Khalil Thomas, who had ice water in his veins when he let that thing fly.
That really was, and especially like after the previous defensive or like possession for USI, where it didn't look like they were going to get a shot off, and then they got, you know, they ran a backdoor cut to the basket and ended up with an open layup. To come back from that and drill the three, but really, again, Morehead State has got to figure out something defensively, which is that they've struggled with that all night long.
Morehead State has made all four of its last four field goal tries.
Yeah.
Morehead shooting 47% from the field to 48% for USI.
You know, USI way above their season average from beyond the arc, from the floor. You know, normally they shoot in the 30s. They're shooting nearly 50% from beyond the arc tonight.
They inbound left to right to go the distance. Milky to Mervis. 106 to go. Mervis across the line, picked up by Ricks as Thelwell now switches to Milky. He's outside the left hash. Mervis is with a standing dribble, backing up on Ricks. 15 seconds to go, less than a minute to go in the game. Mervis looking down the left arc to Hernandez. Driving on Drew Thelwell. Got to the goal, put it off the window and in.
And, yeah, they continue to get to the basket and get close in shots.
45.9 seconds to go. Morehead State has one timeout left. I think this is a USI call timeout.
Yeah, it was.
And now they'll be left with two. A big basket by Hernandez to stretch the Southern Indiana lead to four with 45.9 seconds to go.
And they've had a lot of success doing a lot of things, but in particular, their last three possessions, Chuck, they've either driven the basket or fed it into the post and been able to score all three times. So, Morehead State just doesn't have an answer defensively.
Right now, no. They're getting inside with these easy shots.
Yeah, they really are.
And Morehead State right now will focus on its offense with a four-point deficit and just under 46 seconds to go.
Right. Morehead State on the season, a really good defensive team. Southern Indiana on the season, not a good offensive team. Yet tonight, you would never know that.
Ricks to inbound. Some backcourt pressure as Thelwell takes the ball. Now Mervis backs off. Thelwell across the line. Working high right. Back to Minnick straight away. Riley on Mervis. Plays it down left of the lane. Turns to his right. Splits a double team, but fouled as he goes up. He'll get two free throws. That foul goes on Mervis, his first. With Morehead State, the double bonus. 35 and a half seconds to play in the ball game. Riley Minnix will get two free throws.
Yeah, and Riley trying to take charge there, getting to the line. He was a little bit out of control, so you're glad that they whistled that foul.
Riley Minnix tonight with 20 points. That's what he averages per game. 4-4 at the line, 9 rebounds, free throw up and in.
So 35 seconds remain. There's 30 seconds on the shot clock. If I'm Morehead State, you don't play defense. You have to just foul to try and extend the game. You haven't had much luck playing defense anyway. Send them to the line to extend it.
Minnix with the second one. Right hand. Got it.
And
22 for Riley. Morehead State within two.
Right.
35 and a half seconds to go. Full court. Morehead State pressure as Morton has checked into the MSU lineup.
This is the first time we've seen Morehead State apply pressure all night long.
Milky looking to inbound. Can't find Mervis. Can't find Smith. Now finds Mervis. Ball knocked away. Nearly stolen. Back it goes to Smith. Needs to clear the line, but Ricks fouls him before he can get to the timeline.
Yeah.
And for Eddie Ricks, foul number four. It comes with 30 and a half seconds to go. And Latham will check in for Morton.
Right.
That's offense for defense right there.
Yeah, it is.
And Smith will be in line right. Morehead State, I think, with its 10th team foul. I think they're in the double bonus.
Yeah, they are.
Says 9 on the board, though, so it should be 1-1.
Oh, maybe it is 1-1.
That's the 9th.
Yeah.
Smith is at the line where he's 4-4. 14 points. His team by two. Looks up. Free throw on the way and hits.
Yeah. And again, a 79% free throw shooter on the year. You'd like to foul somebody else if you can, but the one thing they do well is shoot free throws.
And he nails that one as well.
Yeah.
Lead back to four with 30 seconds to go and a half. Inbound to Thelwell. Drew hustles it up to Hardwood as Ricks trails it. He'll run the left arc to the block, to the baseline, to the goal. Flips up a shot. No. Ricks with a tap. That doesn't go. Tie up inside. Ball out of bounds. USI basketball.
Yeah.
With 20.7 seconds to go.
And it's... You feel like it's just slipping away here.
Well, there's a foul underneath, apparently.
Yeah.
Didn't see the call. Thought the ball was out of bounds.
Right.
But they'll send Smith back to the free throw line. His team leads by four. That is the 10th foul on Moorhead, so he'll get an automatic two with his team in the twin bonus.
And he just hit two, and he hits that one to extend the lead to five.
Now definitely a two-possession ball game.
Yeah, and USI getting their players up off the line, or back off the line, excuse me.
Smith with the second one. Eyes it, shoots it, and it'll roll and go.
Yeah, and... Morris State now needs to get a three up.
19 seconds to go. Thelwell across the midcourt line. Driving the left arc. 78-72 USI. Thelwell near side. Lathan off the screen. Launcher the three. Partially blocked. Nope, it wasn't. Just an air ball. I thought that ball was deflected.
And USI is going to get out of here with a really big win. Perhaps their biggest of the season.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it keeps them in position to make the OVC tournament.
And now Thelwell fouls Mervis after the inbound with 8.6 seconds to go. And Mervis will shoot two.
Yeah, so Moorhead State not calling off the dogs yet, but it would be a very unusual finish if Moorhead State were to find a way to win this.
Mervis for two, first one good.
And that makes it three possessions, which ends it.
Sam Mervis with 5 points, 79-72, Southern Indiana. And make it 80-72 as Mervis cans the second free throw with 8 seconds to go. Thelwell races across the time, right to left, far side Lathan. Lathan on the drive on Hall to the block, the baseline fakes, puts it up off the window, in and out, no. And he'll get two free throws with 1.4 seconds to go. Hall picks up his fourth foul.
Yeah.
Lathan, line left, will shoot two. He's not been to the free throw line. 12 points on four triples tonight for Jordan Lathan. Morehead State's 18-game home winning streak about to go by the boards. Lathan a free throw and a miss.
Southern Indiana with 50 second half points. I wonder if they've done that since becoming a D1 program.
Lathan, the next free throw, pops it and makes it. Yeah. And all they need to do is inbound.
And
they do, and the ball game's over. And Southern Indiana with the upset win here at Moorhead State. Final score from Johnson Arena, Southern Indiana 80, Moorhead State 73. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Drew Barnett. We'll come back to talk about this one in a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local, have fun, and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Is your current financial advisor really listening to you or just waiting for their turn to talk? Wes A. Holland, your Cave Run area Edward Jones financial advisor, is here ready to listen. He wants to know what's important to you. Wes wants to learn about your goals so that by working together, he can put you on the financial path that's right for you. Call Wes A. Holland at 606-780-0248 or visit edwardjones.com to get started today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Well, before 1,455 at Johnson Arena, Morehead State falls to Southern Indiana. The 18-game home winning streak is gone. Morehead State now in danger of losing first place in the OVC as well. They came in with a one-game lead over Little Rock, Martin, and Western Illinois, who they play Thursday night at Macomb. MSU falls tonight 80-73 to USI. Only the third road victory of the season for Southern Indiana, Drew.
Yeah, and just really surprising. I mean, for a team that had struggled offensively all season long, for them to come out and do what they did tonight against a Morehead State team that had played pretty good defense was kind of shocking. They got to the basket. They were able to draw the bigs out and slash and get layups. They were able to screen open threes and hit them. They just carved us up. And you got to give them credit. You really do.
Yeah, you do. And a huge win for Southern Indiana. Morehead State now 20-8 overall, 11-4 in the OVC. Southern Indiana with the victory improves to 8-20, 5-10 in the OVC. This helps their chances as they look to finish in the field of eight and try to get into the OVC tournament.
Right, yeah. And, you know, again, not eligible for any postseason tournaments because they're transitioning. That is a big deal for them to get to play in a postseason conference tournament anyway.
Absolutely. Again, the final, Morehead State falls 80-73. We'll come back to take a look at all the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank when we return to Johnson Arena after this on the Eagle Sports Network.
Great grocery buys abound this week at Allen's IGA. USDA fresh lean store ground beef from Chuck is specially priced at just $4.49 a pound. Honeycrisp apples, only $1.49 a pound. Jumbo sweet onions are just $1.29 a pound. And two large 59-ounce cartons of Our Family orange juice, they're only $7. Huge savings while always spending less at Allen's IGA, downtown Morehead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmont Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat-screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Stay with the loss tonight, falling to Southern Indiana 80-73. The Eagles have now dropped three straight. Let's go inside the numbers sponsored by Whitaker Bank. First of all, for victorious Southern Indiana, three players in double figures. Their star, Jeremiah Hernandez, led the way with 28 points. A.J. Smith with 18, 16 points for Jack Milkey. Sam Mervis, check that. Ryan Hall with 8, Sam Mervis with 6. 2 points apiece, Jack Campion and Kyron Powell. Southern Indiana was 26 of 53 from the field. 49.1% in the second half. I want to see what they shot in the second half, Drew. They shot 61.5% from the field, 16 of 26, after being at 37% for the first 20 minutes.
Yeah, I mean, they just really heated up. And they a lot of those were really good shots.
Total shooting for Southern Indiana, 26 of 53, as we talked about, 49.1%. They were 9 of 19 outside the arc, led by Milkey's 5 of 9. As for the free throw line, they were excellent, 19 of 20. That made a big difference in this ball game.
Yeah.
And rebounding, Southern Indiana did the job there on Morehead State, outboarding the Eagles 34 to 23. USI with 14 assists, 10 turnovers, 4 steals, 1 block shots. 1 block shot, that is. Turning to the Morehead State side of the ledger, Riley Minix led the way with 22 points. He also led the team with 10 rebounds, so thus he has his 13th double-double of the season, best in the OVC, 73rd for his collegiate career. Also in double figures for Morehead, Khalil Thomas, 14 points, 13 each, Drew Thelwell and Jordan Lathan, Eddie Ricks with 9 points all in the second half, Jerome Morton with a field goal, 2 points, Deontay Miles and Zach Iaemi, MSU's 2 post players, went scoreless. Morehead State, 23 of 51 from the floor, 45.1%. 10 of 28 from three-point land, 35.7%. At the line, 17 of 22, 77.3%. Again, out-rebounded, 34-23. Morehead State with only 5 offensive rebounds to go along with 16 assists, 8 by Thelwell, 7 turnovers, 4 steals, 5 blocks, 2 of those by Miles. Again, the final from Johnson Arena. Morehead State falling to Southern Indiana, 80-73. I'm Chuck Mraz with Drew Barnett. Drew, as we take a quick look at this game, Morehead State has lost 3 in a row in each of those games. We talk about how the rebounding battle is critical. They have been out-rebounded in each of those contests.
Yeah, and, you know, that was certainly a factor. I mean, tonight I think there were other things. I think going 61% in the second half, also a factor. But, yeah, you're right about the rebounding.
Again, the final, 80-73. Morehead State falls to Southern Indiana. Coming back with our next segment on the postgame report. Along this, the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Do you have a Medicare supplement plan? Are your premiums too high? We have great news. There is a new birthday rule in Kentucky. As of January 1st, 2024, there have been changes that may benefit you. Call us today at the Porter Group and ask how we may help you. Call 606-780-7000.
606-780-1387. Once again, that's 606-780-1387.
Morehead State falls tonight to Southern Indiana by a final count of 80-73. Earlier tonight, the MSU women fell to USI by a score of 72-64. No other men's games tonight in the OVC. Morehead State moves on to Western Illinois for a Thursday battle in Macomb. That game will be at 8:30 Eastern. And right now we're about to be joined by Morehead State head coach Preston Spradlin. Preston, a tough one tonight. They shoot 61.5% in the second half, out-rebound you by 11, and those aren't good numbers for you guys.
No, those aren't good numbers at all, Chuck. We didn't play very well, you know. We did not. They came out in the first half and switched up defenses every possession and zone, and we just we just fed right into it and started taking a whole bunch of threes. And we're a good three-point shooting team, but, you know, they won that battle. They took away our aggressiveness. We had three paint touches at halftime. We drove the basketball or posted the basketball and got a piece of that paint three times in 20 minutes. And give them credit, they came out in the second half, and they were, you know, we did not get a stop for five straight possessions. And we dug ourselves a hole. And to start the second half, we just didn't have the sense of urgency that we needed to.
Yeah.
But we got out-rebounded again today, and I'm extremely disappointed in that. I mean, I'm disappointed in the intensity that we've had defensively, because, you know, you go through 20-some basketball games, and, you know, this time last week we were putting out a tweet that we were the number one defense in the nation, and that's a real stat, out of 365 teams. And we haven't looked anywhere near that the last three games, especially here today. And so apologize to our fans. You know, appreciate them coming out here. And whatever that home game winning streak was, it was fun. But we didn't do a good job tonight, and we didn't deserve to protect it and extend it.
Well, late down the stretch, you got the game to 50-50. And then all of a sudden, they start spreading the floor and getting a lot of layups and good inside looks.
Yeah, we just didn't guard, okay? Like, they played small, and we didn't guard the ball very well. We didn't communicate very well. Our focus just was not there today, Chuck. There was a number of different coverages that we talked about in timeouts. And if you weren't the guy involved in the last mistake, you didn't pay attention, so that when your time to come around, and we just... you know, for a veteran team, we didn't execute defensively the things that we work on. And then, then we looked like we were chasing out there. And apparently we don't have the energy to chase guys around and erase our mistakes, because we couldn't do that.
What'd you tell them after the game?
You know, obviously disappointed. You know, don't like losing at home. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the win streak, standings, you can't think about any of that stuff. You know, you've just got to focus on what's next and how we're going to respond. Obviously, we have not performed. We have not played to our standard the last three games. And if we don't get back to that and we don't increase our sense of accountability and urgency as we come down the stretch here, we're not. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for us. And so we got to get back to that.
The one thing that you and I kind of just discussed, kind of just you and me up in the office earlier before the pregame, is trying to get some more out of your post players, Zach Iemi Eieme and Deontay Miles. I'm not going to blame this loss on these guys, but
no.
At the same time, neither one of them scored tonight, and they combined for just three rebounds.
Yeah, and Eddie played 24 minutes and got zero rebounds. It's hard to do. Jerome Morton, you know, played a number of minutes here tonight. In five games, he's had two rebounds. All right, so those are hard numbers to win with. It's pretty telling. You know, guys got to get in there. They got to mix it up. We got to defend. We got to get on the offensive glass. You know, we got nine offensive rebounds here. Or, excuse me, five. Five offensive rebounds. We were rebounding 38% of our misses a week ago. And then, you know, here tonight we get five out of, you know, 28 misses. That's not a very good percentage. So, the thing is, Chuck, like, we know the recipe. It's not like, oh, my gosh, are we lost? Do we know what to do? We just got to get back. We got to get back to play into our identity and what makes us good, because without it, you make yourself vulnerable.
Well, I know that this is a team of character, and I know that you can go in the locker room and you can say whatever you want to say, but sure. At the same time, it's up to them to internalize this and make it happen.
Yeah, for sure. No question. So we've been challenged here, you know. And again, I got to give some credit. I got to give a lot of credit to USI. Stan did a great job. You know, they were without their starting big man here tonight, and they kept us off balance all night, took away a lot of our aggressiveness, and they wanted this win more than we did tonight. I mean, it was evident, and I'll take some of the blame for that. I didn't get our guys ready for that here today, and I'll make sure we correct it.
Well, no rest for the weary. I mean, you jump on the bus early tomorrow morning and have to go about 500 miles to Macomb, Illinois, for a Thursday night game against a Western Illinois team that plays extremely hard.
It's a good team. Obviously, had a battle with them here weeks ago. You know, it's going to be our fourth game. In 8 days, and I don't know that NBA teams have travel like we do right now. This schedule came out in May. We've expressed a lot of displeasure with this administratively to our league. It fell upon deaf ears. But, you know, I'm really concerned about the student-athlete well-being. You know, we're going to miss 3 straight days of class just so that we can go play at Western Illinois, who just joined our league, and that's no disrespect to them. But if you can't tell by the tone of my voice, I'm really not thrilled about it. And I'm extremely disappointed in our league for the situation that they've put us in. But we're going to do the best we can with it, Chuck.
All right. Thanks, Preston. Thank I appreciate you. It, as always.
Thanks a lot.
Morehead State Coach Preston Spradlin. His team falls tonight at home to USI, 80-73. We'll come back with the final segment of our post-game report here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit 1. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Morehead State falls at home to Southern Indiana, 80-73. The Eagles now 20-8, 11-4 in the Ohio Valley Conference as they look ahead to action on Thursday night at Western Illinois, which we'll talk about in just a moment. Time now to name our MSU star of the game, and in my mind, it's got to be Riley Minix again. 6'7", 230-pound graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida, turned in another double-double tonight. Number 13 of the season, 22 points, 10 rebounds. He also had 4 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block, and played nearly 38 minutes here this evening. Riley Minix, our MSU star of the game. As we talked about, the MSU women also fell tonight. That score, 72-64 to Southern Indiana. Next broadcast of Morehead State basketball coming up on Thursday night from Macomb, Illinois. Morehead State taking on Western Illinois on the road. Game time will be 8:30. The women also playing that night. The doubleheader will start at 6 p.m. Tom Lewis will start the women's pregame show at 5:45. I'll be along about 8:15 to open up the men's broadcast. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back at the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin, and also to my broadcast partner tonight, Drew Barnett. I'm Chuck Mraz. Again, the final score from Johnson Arena, Southern Indiana 80, Morehead State 73. Oh, can't forget to... I'm sorry, I already done that. Final score, once again, 80-73. Southern Indiana beats Morehead State So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pond, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.